Don't forget to visit thefriendzonelive.com to get your tickets for this Saturday's live show celebrating our fourth year anniversary of The Friend Zone. It's taking place here in New York City on August 10th at 8 p.m. at the New School Tishman Auditorium, 13th Street and 5th Avenue. Same place that we've done it the past 4 years. We're so excited to celebrate our baby. So you can get your ticket. There are a few tickets left at thefriendzonelive.com.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Do you want to do this?
Do you?
That's it.
That's it. And I'm so glad you said that's it. This week's message comes from two black queens of humility. Of being docile, two black queens of really flying under the radar, Queen Tamar Braxton and Queen Iyanla LaVanzant. Okay? Two people that really keep it low, and that's why we love them. And this is all about being direct. Iyanla and Tamar were at such a critical moment in their progression in that session, which wasn't even supposed to rhyme, but I guess there was a concession.
Ooh!
Anyway, during that session, things kind of got heated, but what I love most is that our black queens, they always stay on task. And so when she asked Tamar, do you even want to do this? Tamar said, do you? And I like that because it was a reminder that it takes all of us. You have to work together, y'all, if you want to get anything done. This is about community. This is about us really giving each other a group hug and getting the job done together. Because without your partners, you know, you fall for anything. So this is about working together. The hashtag is do you. When someone asks you something, ask them back. Support each other, okay? Like I told y'all to tell your dogs, support me, bitch! With that being said, and most importantly understood, it's time for the QT&As, which we've come to know mean questions that need answers and questions that niggers is asking. Let's go. Question one. Is it true that at the season finale rap party for HBO's hit series Euphoria, two women were putting their purse straps over their shoulders and finna go? They bumped arms and both said, why don't you watch it at the same time? And then Jules and Grace from Greenleaf stared at each other for 2 seconds and just walked off. If you watch Greenleaf and you watch Euphoria, then you know that Jules and Grace from Greenleaf look alike. Is it true? Question two.
Just my thought. He couldn't Grace. Get any more.
You know, Jules and Grace look alike. I can't wait for them side by goddamn side. Let's go. Question two.
Don't tag me.
Okay.
Is it true that at this past weekend in Toronto at the Carabana Festival, two people were bopping and singing along to Drogba on the bopping. Chorus part, which repeats, Johanna, Johanna. And they bumped into each other from behind and both sucked their teeth like this and turned around. And then Bobby Lights and Melissa Ford stared at each other and smiled and turned back around. Now, I know it sounds like a reach.
Far-fetched.
But remember what I told you. It's in the eyes. Bobby Lights and Melissa Ford. Is it true? Question three. We almost done. We already on number three.
Have any of these people hit you up?
Nah. Because, you know, they know I ain't lying. You know, the truth stands all up.
Imagine they'd be like,
we actually are cousins. See, I'd be like,
you're going to end up getting an Ancestry.com deal or some shit. I'm like, nah.
What if they send us a video saying, it is true? You know what I'm saying? In response. Question, Trace. Is it true that this afternoon, and this one this is a very important topic right now. We need to get to the bottom of this, okay? Question three. I'm even going to drop an octave. Question three. Is it true that this afternoon, today, during lunch at an NYC restaurant, a beautiful young mother was overheard having difficulty stopping her young daughter from smearing her Gerber First Food peas all over the table, right? And when the mom said, stop playing with your vegetables, Alexis Skye's daughter looked up, took her pacifier out of her mouth and said, you play with yours. Is it true? Y'all know what happened with that cucumber. And with that being said, welcome everybody to the Friend Zone, which is your weekly look into all things. Yes, I've been waiting. You know the cucumber jokes was coming. Back on track.
You know, I almost missed all of that because.
Yeah, but you didn't.
God. No, don't bring God into this. Don't bring God into this.
Everybody dropping it low for G. Back to the title track.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to The Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because just like our good sponsor, Native, would like to agree with me, who in the hell wants a musty brain? I know we don't. We ain't got to go through all that. Hey, Fran.
Hey.
How you doing,
Fran? I'm good. So I have a black business this week.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So this Twitter account by the name of Coolie Babu.
Already like it.
A few weeks ago, she tweeted that she had stopped into a new Jamaican vegan spot in Brooklyn. Down by Fulton. It's 1114 Fulton to be exact. Mm. And it's called Bad Gal Vegan, gluten-free and soy-free, which is very rare for vegan spots and why I tend to stay away from them.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, the mock chicken and the mock this and mock that, and it doesn't usually sit well in my belly.
Little Boca Burger, I ain't never heard nobody.
So I like more of the like plant-based spots that use like actual veggies. And so I was like, oh, you know what? Let me check it out. I hadn't really been to like a vegan spot in a minute. And I'm rarely in Brooklyn. So I was like, it'll give me an excuse to kind of like get out.
Yeah.
So I went with a homie and we...
we'll get there. We're not there yet. But we'll
y'all
get
so I went with a homie, we pulled up, and it was actually really good. Now, in true Jamaican and, I should say, West Indian fashion, they didn't have shit.
Oh.
It was 5 o'clock, and everything I asked for, they were like, we don't have that. We don't have that. We don't have that. I was like, oh, my God, this is hilarious.
Even vegan.
Even the vegan spot, which was, I was like, you know what? This feels like home, so I'll accept it. But they, because they didn't have the things I went there to get, it pushed me to try something I wasn't intending to try, which was their jerk burger. And it actually was really good. It tastes like a Whopper.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is really good. So that's definitely my fave so far. I'm going to go back. What I wanted to try, they have this plant-based oxtail that they call Voxtail.
They better.
And I heard it's amazing. Their rice and peas, obviously. And then they have this ackee, what are those called? Oh my God, it's slipping my...
What?
You like, said yakky like tracks?
No.
No, like they normally do the ackee and the saltfish, but...
No, the patties. The, yeah. There we go. They have like an ackee patty that I wanted to try and like a rasta pasta with the voxtail. Yeah, it's always good when they mix it. So those are things I'm going to go back to try eventually. But in the meantime, for those of you who are in the area who are vegan or, you know, like to explore with different foods and want to just try it out for fun, definitely support them. I love that they're new. It's right on Fulton. The food is very good. And most importantly, they're really cute. They're all like young and like friendly.
I'm interested.
Yeah. They're all really nice. Like we ended up chilling at the bar, just like talking to them for a while, which is really cool when that when it has that kind of dynamic.
They like vegan cocktails too?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Because you know I'm dying. I'll get drunk.
All I have is like ginger beer and like sorrel.
Yeah.
You drink enough of that? Yeah,
you know? Look, you might just bring your own little nip, okay? Drop it in there.
Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
So if you want to check the website, it's Bad Gal Vegan. That's BADGYALVegan.com. They have the menu in case you want to see what you can go. Well, I don't know, because I don't know what will be available. But at least you'll know what to expect, maybe.
And then I'm going to try me some Rasta Pasta now.
Yeah.
I'm on a Rasta Pasta World Tour.
Yeah, it's called the Empress Pasta, I think.
Ooh.
So I like that. So, yeah, definitely check them out. Definitely support. Tell your friends. Post about them. The tweet that the young lady who originally posted about it, it went viral. I think it has like 20,000 retweets or something. So hopefully that transfers into traffic, like foot traffic at her spot.
That's a lot of voxtails.
That's a lot of voxtails. So that's the black business of the week.
All right.
Are you guys ready for the recap?
Yes.
So on last week's episode, it was the Dustin Ross takeover. Yes. His face. Keeping it 200, our 200th episode.
Word.
Do you want to tell the audience what we talked about?
Sure. So we revisited our initial introductions of ourselves from the first episode of The Friend Zone. we revisited like our intentions for the show and all that shit and saw how crazy I sounded, how eloquent you both sounded.
Not at all.
And it was a great, you know, nostalgic look back. We look back at it, like Trina said, and then we keep it moving forward.
It was super cute. And as always, those of you listening had a lot to say. So Asante, who stood out to you?
This person says, keeping it 200, my faves. Please say my name at the end. I don't want Dustin cracking jokes before I do. Hey, Dustin, friend of Asante. I'm listening to last week's episode, and y'all said y'all cut the asking for a friend segment. Let me tell you, I didn't even notice. Clearly, the changes that y'all have made for the show are phenomenal, and you're very authentic, so keep doing what you're doing. Last thing, talk about growth. My brother went to jail earlier this year for selling drugs. His stupid ass. Well, my mom told me my brother wanted my email address, and I'm thinking, for what? Do y'all know prisoners can write emails now? I was floored. I'm grateful, though, that I can write him given modern technology. Aww. Instead of sitting down having with a pen and paper like Moesha, dear diary. Love y'all, Miss Shonda. Yes, I still love Swiss old high yellow ass.
That's really her?
No, it's not the real one, but she knew that y'all was going to crack the joke on her name,
Dustin's
so she said
face
that.
Lit, I like Miss Shonda. Now, she always seemed sweet.
If she would have wrote into the show, essence? I feel like we did. I was going to say, if she wrote into the show, we would have a whole different...
Y'all saw her in Essence this time?
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's so random.
So random.
Miss Shonda, she was looking good, though.
She always does.
I like Miss Shonda. I feel like she harmless. You know what I'm saying?
Who
she ain't
knows?
Give Alicia no problems.
But as far as this Mashonda's concerned, I'm glad she thought that was cute to say that she didn't notice that we cut that asking for a friend segment. Because a lot of people didn't notice. A lot of people were like, damn, y'all did cut that, huh? Like, I was like, because a lot of people really love the story segment.
Shade. But yes.
No,
I know what I'm saying about them not knowing.
Right. So it's like, so damn, y'all just didn't get to that part of it, but
So it had no impact.
Look, they weren't down for the asking for a friend. I was like, I'm tired of hearing about other people's problems. I got my own. I was like, well, that's real too. Shit. So shout out to Mashonda. Friend, what did you find over there in them SoundCloud streets?
So Jalisa said, I just love the unconditional connection you all have as friends. Laughter, love, appreciation, motivation, but most of all, an intertwined spiritual bond is such a beautiful thing. I listen to you guys every day at work. That's amazing.
All right.
I just thought that was sweet.
Thanks, girl.
And people were touched by your moment of vulnerability, Asante.
That was so random.
I love it.
I have no idea why that even happened.
Because it was supposed to.
Well, it's over now. Shit.
Dustin, what did you find on the Twitter streets?
Right now, you in a state of mind.
Man, oh man.
Ain't got no tears left to cry.
Okay.
So, okay. In the Twitter streets, two tweets for you guys this week. Both of these tweets are legendary, okay?
Oh, my Lord.
The first one is in a response to the president. And it said, who tweeted, no collusion, no obstruction, total exoneration, Democratic witch hunt. In all caps. The group Papa Roach, their official Twitter, quoted the tweet and said, cut my life, in all caps, they wrote, cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. On top of that tweet, I fell out. So shout out to Papa Roach.
I know that went viral.
You know, black people always love that Papa Roach last resort song anyway. Yeah, into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. I love that. Okay. Second tweet that I want to highlight, and I'm telling you, these are classics.
Tweet two.
This one is from Precious, whose Twitter is Precious_AO, who's tweeted, just saw the mechanic and his whole family going to church in my car. LOL.
Well, girl, I guess you know it's fixed.
So apparently, she had sent her car to some mechanic for a paint job, and she ended up driving and seeing them, the mechanic and his whole family going to church.
Yo,
in her
what
car.
Would you do? Yeah. What do you even do?
I'm calling the insurance company.
What? They would get a holy ghost ass whooping on Sunday. Okay. So like, get out that, as soon as you pull in that parking lot, I'll tell you. Upside your head with all 66 books.
You steal your car back.
So that's it.
Twitter is so damn funny.
So damn funny.
Let's jump into this week's episode, which is just going to be pop culture conversation because it's a lot going on. It's I feel like we've been saying that every week, every week it's a lot going on. So
can
we
I just forego my Music Man segment then?
Really?
Everything I want to talk about is music related. Like I was thinking about this before and I was like, all I want to talk about is music stuff.
I mean, we could just mash it up.
Okay.
Just a pop culture mashup of everything. But I do, my first question to kick it off.
Question?
Who started this cucumber shit?
Okay, whoa. I did not think we were going to start here.
I have to
and
know.
I think Ren was going to kick me.
Why is everyone at the club sucking on cucumbers? And why was Boosie standing there watching?
Just freaky, stupid shit that gets attention. You know what I'm saying? And people have been using, phallic-shaped orifices, you know, for insertion into whatever hole you can fit it in for a long time. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really anything new. It's just that the people who are really active now in being visible are doing it wild. And so I don't know.
So they're going to the club with cucumbers.
I was going to say, I didn't even think you were allowed to take produce into the club.
Produce.
Yeah, like... You barely can get in with just your keys and your wallet. So the fact
that
you would take...
Security's open in your bag and you just got cucumbers.
And what is the look? That's the QTNA
moment.
But low-key,
they probably know what's up. So they're just like, all right. Yep. Like, we know what this was.
Look. They'd be like, make sure you rinse them things off first now. It's like, what?
My thing is, if this was like teenagers, like if this was like 17, 18-year-old, 19-year-olds that you see doing this shit, I would get it. Because then oral sex and all that is kind of taboo. But by the time you old as Boosie, and he done been to jail, so dick
Boosie.
Sucking ain't nothing new right. at all. Second of all, trouble, you know what I'm saying? Oh, now, would I have gone to that pool party? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But you got to, at a certain point, like, what are you doing? And so, but the girl apparently is a porn star, the girl
who kicked it off?
Like the basket. If the cucumber was in a basket, the basket. She's a porn star, an actively working porn star. So it wasn't like off brand for her to be having a moment like that. Cause I saw a lot of people like questioning whether she was like all right with, you know, what happened or whatever. Mm. She was. And Alexis Skye, of course, she had something to say afterward. You know, she just said that the girl was cool with it and she was drunk. So she was just having fun. And what's the big deal? The big deal is that you're shoving a fucking cucumber up somebody's vagina, you know, on camera.
Oh, wait, I didn't even see that. That's another video?
That's the video.
Oh, see, I didn't
see
that.
Wow, I'm so sorry, friend. So a lot of people listening, they're like, oh, whoa, like where I was, because that was what I saw.
That's what I saw, too.
Let's also keep in mind that there are people listening that have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to give them background?
No, I don't.
They should stay in the blissful. That's the blissful ignorance that people speak of.
I do not. When that video, there was a video, I'll just say this for the people listening. There was a video placed in front of me of a young lady in a room full of people.
It was a party?
You talking about what I'm talking about?
I'm assuming it's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, they were at a pool. They were actually outdoors.
Oh, yeah, so they were
outside.
Poolside,
at Trouble. So Trouble had a pool, this rapper named Trouble. Who makes good music, had a pool party that it was called the Winners Only Pool Party.
Yes, because
right?
I was going to say she is a winner.
And so, you
they
know,
kept saying that. And it was...
there's videos of them like preparing for the party. There were crates of cucumbers that were for the party. There were big inflatable cucumbers all in the pool. So you knew what time it was. You know what I mean? What the vibe was. And for some reason, people are fascinated with this cucumber challenge.
But that's what I'm like, what? Because I saw a video that popped up on my timeline. Have y'all seen it where someone was getting a cucumber surgically removed? You didn't see that?
They need to cut it out.
You didn't see that?
No.
Removed from where?
From their stomach.
Oh, they pushed too far.
I don't know. I didn't know if it was real. Because, you know, with the internet, you don't know nowadays.
They must have had a T-Rex shove it in. You know, T-Rex got some short arm.
Oh, my God.
You got to get that back out of there.
And it was huge. It was, like, this big.
Oh, my God.
Like that.
That's terrible.
And that's why I was like, wow. And you just saw the video of the doctor, like, opening up the stomach and then the cucumber being there. And I'm like, wow, this is getting out of hand. Like, but I just, I mean, I get it.
You know, I don't get it. And cucumbers be having them bumps on them and shit. Imagine sucking that. Like, you ain't supposed to suck stuff with little bumps and stuff like
all
over.
Oh, my God.
So that shit alone should be alarming. Like, why is your tongue so you know, sliding so smoothly across a goddamn cucumber. And furthermore, that skin is the worst part of the cucumber. That waxy, nasty ass skin. You trying to impress Boosie? You want to suck little Boosie's dick?
Nah, you trying to impress Boosie.
Like,
there's always this weird fascination with, I guess, people and food and sex.
And skill sets.
But it's weird that we live in this age of, like, challenges. So, like, like it's like the cucumber challenge or the winner's only challenge, whatever they called it. And then we already had this, like, filthy phase before this where people were, like, licking fucking ice cream tops. It's like,
I mean, I guess I prefer the cucumber challenge.
Me too.
It's like,
if I had to pick.
It's like any of these things, like, well, yeah, if I had to pick, absolutely. But like, these are things that probably happen, but they shouldn't be like necessarily put out on the internet or viral.
Oh, the cucumbers?
Yeah. Well, either one. Wait, never mind.
See what I mean? I got your back, dog. I knew you ain't even gonna say it. That's why I'm like, what you mean? See?
So it's funny because, you know, just a couple years ago, we're watching Girls Trip laughing about like the grapefruit lady and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Because I feel like for a period of time, people, that was like a challenge. Because when the grapefruit lady was on the YouTube and people were running them videos back, you know, that was, I really feel like, before freak Twitter was around and people was like, well, I tried the grapefruit and that thing burned. Like when people was talking about shit and it was like, oh, well, people,
I saw that live.
Did y'all see the tweet where I guess someone was asking what's like the meanest thing someone said to you while you were being intimate? And a girl, I think that's what the question was. And the girl was like, she tried to be sexy and do the grapefruit. And her, and the dude was like, you look stupid as fuck.
And did. Okay. What the hell is wrong with you?
That's so fucked up, though. Because you know you already trying to be, like, edgy. Look. And then he's like, you look stupid as fuck.
Nah, everybody know.
Oh, God.
Like, when you've been cutting up a citrusy fruit and say you make a mistake or you got a paper cut or whatever, oh. Everybody know how that juice feel. Ooh. You know how sensitive a urethra is? And you mean to tell me you wanted me to put some Tropicana ruby red grapefruit juice up my goddamn pee hole? Are you crazy?
Woo.
How many penises you think I got? Okay? You talking about self-care? You got to take care of yourself. So no, I won't be doing no damn.
I don't know. I worry about the internet sometimes.
All of the time.
What else happened in pop culture?
What didn't happen in pop culture?
Diamond and Princess
week?
Was back in, and it was on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, Q, I didn't see that. I saw the thumbnail. Yeah, but I didn't click it.
I have one bone to pick with the both of them. I cannot find this goddamn merch.
They have merch?
They were on the Breakfast Club. They were like, oh, we got... One of Princess had like a total shit. She was like, oh, we got these t-shirts. We got this rolling tray. We got this. We got that. The rolling tray is a nice sizable tray for rolling things.
What does it say?
It's a picture of Diamond Princess in the center of it. And then around the outside of it, it's like studded. It's like there's like a gold one, I think, and like a white one.
That's really cute.
I just want it so bad because I wanted Vagina Power to happen for so long. So I can't find it anywhere. Vagina Power is the name of the project that they put out. Where it's just the two of them rapping.
So they put a... I didn't even know they had put a project out. Yep. I haven't watched the interview yet.
Yeah.
They did.
So Diamond and Princess, they went on the Breakfast Club to promote the project that they were putting out called Vagina Power. It's 5 tracks.
It's good.
There's room for opportunity. I'm just happy to see both of them back and in great fighting shape. It's not bad, but you can tell that they've spent a lot of time out the studio. But you can also... For me, I also feel like they still know how to put songs together.
They still got it.
Yeah, they still got it. They still know how to put songs together. They still have bars. It's just a matter of finding those right tracks. So I'm excited for them.
What did they ask them? I'm curious. I mean, I'm going to watch it anyway.
So Ye wasn't there. Envy left in the middle of it.
What? But,
right. I was like, the disrespect. I was like, God damn. Look, just to give you the rundown of how that shit was going. But they was having a good ass time with Charlamagne. Okay, so since we're talking pop culture, let me just give you the juicy parts. So they were talking about artists that they liked. And, you know, since they were shouting out the girls, they were shouting out, you know, Megan Thee Stallion that they were feeling. They also were feeling, they were shouting out a lot of girls. And they were talking about if they were to do a remix. Like, somebody was like, oh, y'all should do like a ladies' night remix song, blah, blah, blah. Or Charlamagne, rather. And so they were like, yeah, we'd love to do a song with like Megan Thee Stallion. I think City Girls, Cardi B, like mentioned them. And so then Charlamagne was like, the only person y'all missing on there is Nicki. And so he was like, you know, y'all fuck with Nicki? And for a moment, Diamond acted like she didn't know. Like, she was just like, oh, okay. And she's like, oh, yeah, of course I know Nicki. We did My Chick Bad remix, duh. But the way she did it seemed a little loaded. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And I don't have no issue with her or that, because honestly, I'm just here for Diamond and Princess together. If they're not fucking with Nikki, then that's just what it is. And
I mean, a lot of times we don't know, like, right, behind the scenes stories. Right. So who knows?
I love Nicki Minaj.
I'm excited about her and Meg coming out together. I hope they do a video.
I loved when they got on live and was pretty much just like, we fuck with each other and it is what it is. Because a lot of people were trying to, you know, pit them against each other. But it was just really great to see them bring this track together, because Ty Dolla $ign was in the comments and they was like, yeah, you know, we got this song we're working on. And I felt like Nikki and them, they already knew and they were trying to just do this and be cute about it. But I'm glad that the song is finally coming.
Is Hot Girl Summer a new song or it's on the EP?
It's new.
Okay, because I'm like, I don't remember that from the EP.
Yeah, brand new.
It's just something, a phrase she's been shouting
out. So it's something we have not heard.
We have not heard. Produced by Juicy J.
Wow.
So I'm excited. I just wonder if they're going to make Ty Dolla $ign wear a side part.
That is so...
I wonder.
When is it dropping? Do you know?
August 9th is the day.
Okay.
Yeah. So soon and very soon.
Oh, shit. Already. Day before our live show.
So we know we walking out too.
Okay. HBO's newest comedy is a Black Lady sketch show written by, directed by, and starring Black ladies. A Black Lady sketch show is a groundbreaking new comedy series starring a core Black female cast and celebrity guests portraying dozens of dynamic characters and hyper versions of themselves in a magical reality. This hilarious series is not afraid to go there and explore culturally relevant themes, including social norms, anxiety, religion, sex, dating, and relationships. A Black Lady sketch show features numerous firsts: the first all-Black women's writer room, the first Black woman sketch director, and the first sketch series cast comprised entirely of Black women. A horror movie about dry skin, an alien stealing dance moves, a viral proposal going wrong, and an invisible spy are just a few drop-dead funny sketches set to debut in season one. Starring Robin Thede, Quinta Brunson, Ashley Nicole Black, and Gabrielle Dennis, and guest starring Issa Rae, Angela Bassett, Laverne Cox, and many more. A Black Lady sketch show airs on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Stream it now, only on HBO.
Also, Ari Lennox dropped her collaboration with Colors.
Yes.
Did you see it?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, my God.
I haven't watched it.
And it's to I've Been, and she looks amazing, yes. Which, I mean, of course. She sounds so good.
She sounds amazing.
How do you sound better than the record?
Right, live.
Live.
Shout out to Ari Lennox.
She like, always doing her thing.
Her pipes, I'll never forget.
Flawless. She was singing too.
On American Idol back in the day when Gladys Knight was one of the guest judges, she was offering critique to Trinice, who was one of the stars of season two. You remember Trinice?
Yes.
And so when she was offering her critique, she offered up something technical, and then at the end she was like, "And your pipes, girl." She was like, "Your pipes." That's exactly what comes to mind every time I hear Ari live over that mic. Her pipes. Like, she just, nobody sounds like that. She's blessed with one of those voices. Because you know how a lot of people can just sing or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She has a distinct voice.
Yes.
No one sounds like that. Yes. So shout out to Ari.
And the
Lynch.
Range. Oh, she was hitting them notes with such ease.
With
I was
the
like,
range
look
and
at
a
her.
Rover. You hear me?
And she looked great.
Of course she did.
She's so beautiful. I'm so excited. She's like blowing up.
I'm so happy.
Speaking of R&B, shout out to Monica because she got the number one R&B song in the country on Billboard.
Oh, shit. Nice. What's the song?
It's called Commitment. Yep.
She performed it on Wendy and everything.
I haven't heard it.
And she interviewed with Wendy, too. It was really good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And I saw it was a clip that was going viral where she had like, was it $1 billion? Not $1 billion. I might be exaggerating.
It was $2 billion.
$2 billion?
Yeah.
2 billion downloads on Pandora.
Yeah. And she was kind of shocked when they were surprising
her. You saw her, face.
Yeah.
She was kind of like, what is going on?
Because you know Monica will whoop your ass.
She was side-eyeing the lady. But that's amazing.
I thought so, too. And stunning. It's a testament to her like career, especially right now. In the interview on Wendy, she was saying how she had been under the same record deal ever since she came out.
Wow.
Like that same contract transitioned through every change at the label when they changed names, you know, from Arista to Jai to Jay to all that shit. Same contract. And once it ran out, she decided to go independent because she said she got the game from Anita Baker. She said Anita Baker broke down the math step by step and was like, and I clear all these millions. So here's what you need to do. And she said it was like a huge undertaking or whatever to go independent, but in the end, it's worth it. Because, you know, it's your shit. You
own everything. I mean,
you got to pay for everything, but you get everything.
Right, it's a lot more work, but I mean,
so
you also
that's why it's such a big deal that she's number one right now, because she is independent. She is what they consider like a legacy artist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Monica. I love Monica.
Shout out to Monica.
You know,
every time she wear her hair short and black, she has success like that. Think about when she remember Everything to Me hit number one on the R&B charts. She had went back short for that Still Standing album.
I'm dead.
This album, she got that short black hair again. Commitment, where it's at.
She's so beautiful. And since we're on the topic of music labels, I have to take the time out to shout out Omar Grant, who is one of my oldest friends. It was just announced that he is now the co-president of Roc Nation, which is insane to me. The thing about Omar is that he was that friend since we were young that was just always working. Like, I remember his first gig was being the tour manager for Destiny's Child.
Wow.
And I remember when he first got that, we were like, oh, what? And it was just like that always. Like, he's that friend that was just announcement after announcement after announcement. Just when you thought he couldn't get any more, like, any bigger, it was like, now I'm this, now I'm that. He's Rihanna's A&R. Now he's president of Roc Nation. It's just, like, amazing.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, yes. And he's a baby. He's a baby. Like, he's, you know, in his mid-30s and already killing it like that, right? So, just so proud. That, to me, like, ugh. That's huge, dude.
That
president,
is.
Like, amazing. So I'm excited what that means and the different projects. He was letting me hear a couple of the artists that they're going to be releasing soon, and they're, like, really dope. So I'm excited for that and just seeing what's to come. But just had to shout him out because it's important to amplify our friends.
That's huge.
Huge, man.
Super fucking
share
huge.
Black stories.
I can't take
you got
it.
To. Speaking of new music, it was so funny. Last night, I was having a conversation with somebody.
Oh.
And I was showing them some new music. So, like, I'm in love with... So, we're not doing a music segment, right?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm in love with that Danny Lay. Danny Lay and Chris Brown. And
I saw you played the clip on your IG story. That was like, Dustin's playing the whole video.
Oh, I am like...
In
when I
love.
Say that video... So... Another night this weekend, I was hanging out with some friends and they were playing music on a loop as we were hanging out. And so I stepped back from the sidewalk towards the TV because I heard that song and the way their voices were, like the melodies, it just was a dope ass song. And once I laid my eyes on that video and saw the chemistry they had dancing and shit,
like
Fran and them
dancing.
Nikes.
And she, you know,
like
she's Dominican.
Yes.
And she's just super dope.
I love them. I love her. And she is sexy. Mm-hmm. Like, their vibe. They just, to me, it's all about passion and chemistry. And I'm not going to say the name of the artist, but it was such a difference between the lack of passion, facial expression changes, anything from this one artist that literally just stayed in the same spot in the videos and sang about how they were so in love with this person and all that shit with a face that looked like they had just gotten the worst news in their life. And so I'm like, so you see how this artist is not, I'm like, what is it about this artist that you enjoy so much? I'm like, have you noticed that there's nothing to notice? So after I did, they were like, wow. Like, and I'm like, now look at this. This is a girl who, whatever. So I put them onto that and took it easy.
And it was good. And speaking of Chris Brown, I finally watched the whole video with him and Drake.
Isn't it so cute?
It's funny.
Yeah.
I like when Drake acts. Like, he's so funny because he's just really good. And I like his comedic timing.
Yeah.
He definitely has it. Chris Brown was trying his best to hold his laugh
in,
too. I was cracking.
Which is making it funnier. The kid in the video is so cute.
Yeah.
And then you see how in the end they did the blooper.
Yep.
I want to learn that routine Chris did I think I'm going to have Michelle them teach me this. Because I want to do it in the club when they play that part.
I'm dead. But it was really cute. And I like the record. And I think everyone's come to a consensus that that's the summer record. I mean, outside of Old Town Road.
And Sweetie. You can say what you want, but like, and we, I said it. I ain't even gonna lie. I was one of the people that was like, I'm so disappointed. What happened to the Saweetie that we saw at first? That EP bumps.
The whole thing though?
What? She got this, the songs with her and Quavo, magic.
Yeah.
She got this song called Tiptoes, Friend. I'm telling you, and you talking about chemistry, you know she's opening for Cardi B right now on her US tour.
Nice.
And shout out to DJ Miss Milan, who's opening with, who's Saweetie's tour DJ.
Sick.
So she's been all over the world with her, and Milan deserves to be
there because
she's so
dope. Yeah.
But Milan was scratching and playing the record at one of the performances, and Quavo came out and he rapped his verse from Tiptoes, and the way him and Saweetie were like dancing on each other, and I like them as a couple, y'all. And it makes you like the music. They make good music together. They just do. And everybody had discounted Saweetie, and
but
you know, we had
Quavo came
rap,
in and saved the day,
and she gave us the bop of this. I don't care where you go, if you play My Type right now,
My Type,
everybody goes right in.
I kind of love that, like, these couples are like the new thing now.
As long as they're helping. I got tired of the narrative being we together, but one of y'all makes really whack music or don't make music at all, even though you're supposed to be an artist. So if Quavo helping Saweetie and make and elevating her,
that's what it is.
I'm with it.
Watch them videos and watch them live performances. You're gonna
I've heard the tracks. I've heard the tracks. So I've been like Quavo, because Quavo's album was very lackluster for me. But not in a way that the songs were bad, in a way that the songs I felt like weren't placed appropriately. Like, it was like he just made a bunch of really good songs and put them on an album. It wasn't
like
a story.
It was vibe music to me. It wasn't like singles.
Yeah, there were.
It was just a vibe.
Yeah, so then listening to him work with Saweetie, I'm like, oh, well, he already know what the fuck to do with a record. And Saweetie has the look and the talent,
the
sound. Yeah, all he got to do is plug that in. And it just so happens that they fucking, so I'm glad that it works. So shout out to Saweetie for that.
I thought you, that's what you meant when you was like, all he got to do is plug that in.
Well, yeah, I guess that too. But I will say, just out of a small random bit of jealousy, because I just, you know, I always be imagining artists working together or doing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my girl is light-skinned Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look to the future. Let me reword what I was going to say. I look to the future for light-skinned Keisha and Quavo to have moments, like musical moments, not like dating. I like light-skinned Keisha with she's dating this rapper named Coca Vango, who also is somebody that works with Jazzy Family.
Name.
And he makes really cool music. Like, it's like a really vibey, like, you know that R&B trap everybody be doing, but it's like melodical. Like,
is he related to Veronica Vango?
I don't know, actually.
Who is Veronica Vega?
Oh, that's
who
what
he
is.
Was trying to put to, and I was trying to walk on over it, walk on by.
I had to ask, but who's that?
Look, me too.
Look, friend. So, yeah, I really like Lyson Keisha. She just dropped a project. It's called Act Up Season. It's a few tracks on there. She's worked with some female rappers on there. She's got Miss Mulatto on there. She's got Cash Doll on there.
Miss Mulatto?
Yes. Have you heard of Miss Mulatto?
Lights.
Or
Keisha,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Miss Mulatto.
I know. And so her name, first of all, I have nothing for either of them for these names. There's just nothing for me to do or say about it. But Mulatto was on, funny enough, she was on Jermaine Dupri's show when he had a reality show back in the day. And I think she won, but I don't even know what happened to her. Like, she's somebody I randomly see like on a World Star track, World Star Hip Hop video track, or Young Baby Tate's project as of late. And now light-skinned Keisha. So
you better believe that type of bitch pull up on you as you wear the weed at.
Pussy wet, soaking wet, yeah, drip on the dick. Acrobatic little bitch, I flip on the dick. About the rape, about the night shed. Night shed.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, so look, so there's this one headline that's just been like blowing me, right? That I saw.
Blowing.
Did y'all see? Yeah, but not, that was, which was, but anyway. I saw a headline. I saw a headline where, right, this Brazilian prisoner tried to escape.
Oh my God, I'm so...
Ooh, wait, what?
Listen to me, Asante. This Brazilian prisoner.
Terrible.
I was like, what kind of, is he one of them damn bots? I was like, is he a deep fake? I'm like, what the fuck is this?
What?
This motherfucker had his daughter come visit him, put on a costume like that included like a lifelike, supposedly. I know that's what the, it looked like, what I wanted he versus what
like
I got.
Yeah,
but it was like a silicone overhead mask, a wig, like a mall rat outfit.
Very face off.
Yes. And then he pulled the face off because they clocked him when he was trying to walk out. So he tried to dress up as his daughter and then walk out. Just walk out.
My question is, so he left her in there?
I don't know. Because somebody had to have cuffs somewhere.
That's why I'm like, he left her in there. He was like, I'll be back.
I have questions. Where was the guy?
While he was changing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
How did you
sense.
Do that? I'm talking it was a wig, a hoodie,
changing stuff
a
the
t-shirt.
Table.
You know what my other question was? Why did he put the bra on under the t-shirt? Hey,
to give him humps. him humps.
Wait,
him
he
humps.
Had on top of the t-shirt?
They made him take off his t-shirt and he had a bra on. I was like, okay,
did
he was really
flip-flop?
Into this character.
And how did you have time to, you know, it take forever to snap a bra. Well, you know. Did you see the flip-flops, friend?
Did.
He had like some Old Navy thongs that we all used to wear back in the...
The Havaianas.
Yeah, friend. Yes. That's what he had on.
Oh, shit. Sense.
Yo, that was crazy.
But I
it didn't even look
that.
Good, though. That's mm-hmm. the part about it.
And wow. when he took it off, he was looked like a mean old... Like, he looked like one of the live-action lions from The Lion King.
Oh, my God.
He did. He was all knotted. I said, damn, it must have been hot under that mask. His face was just... You should have seen him looking like a Red Lobster doing them Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Because he almost got away with it. I know he must have been so tight.
And somebody literally stopped him for looking suspicious.
And was like, hold on. Suspicious. Your face look crazy.
I know that ain't no damn. They look.
I'm not trying to be transphobic or nothing.
He was on his way out.
No.
Man. But bringing it back to music real mm-hmm. quick, we have to shout out Scotty Beam.
Ooh.
What's happening? Put me on. What happened?
She is the video vixen mm-hmm. in BJ the Chicago Kid's Ooh. New music video.
Yes.
For
Sexy
time.
Scotty.
What's the song? Take time.
Time today.
Time today,
right? Something that,
the
me
song is
up,
the
actually,
shit.
So
let me be clear on that.
Sexy Scotty.
Not
Bean.
Only is the song the jam, but you get to see my heart, Scotty Bean.
And I love it because she
beautiful.
Was saying in her caption, I think it was on Twitter, that she had made a vow to like step out of her comfort zone, and this was one of the things because yes. she don't know how to be sexy. I'm like, girl, you don't
you
even have to
it.
Try.
Effortless.
This look like your comfort zone. Like
she
Vanessa
looked beautiful.
Said, welcome to the comfort zone.
I love the lighting.
That blue.
It takes me back to the Lauryn Hill video mm-hmm. with the club scene mm-hmm. and just videos like that where it's blue. Oh my God. So she just looked great. It was sexy. She's
her skin,
beautiful.
Her hands. She was totally in the moment.
Oh my God.
Every part of her body was in agreement with the character that she was portraying in the video.
Right.
She's so gorgeous.
Yeah, it's called Time Today. Mm. And the project yes. is 1123. It's a new album that he just dropped on the 26th of July. And I really like it. Have you
I
guys gotten
it.
A chance to sit
I
with it?
Sat with it yet.
It is so good. He has a record called Feel the Vibe with Anderson .Paak that is just, and it opens the album. So it's
oh,
like,
wow.
it hits you immediately. And it's really good.
My
the whole project
on my
is good.
My mama's side are like on their shit when it comes to the music. And so my aunt, she sent me a text like, BJ the Chicago Kid.
Really? That's so tight.
She loves the album.
He's
so.
Really good. And then, of course, I have to shout out PJ Morton.
Yes.
Another one. He is putting out another album.
Hey.
It's coming out like I think this week. I'm like, yo, he has been working. But I get it. It's a momentum. He just won his first Grammy. You know, so you got to like.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Yeah. And he released the first single. It's called Paul. And it's really, really good. Well, we can play it. Oh, because we're doing the mashup now, right? Oh.
Yeah, go ahead. You so know, let's your track queued up so the people can hear your song. We know you love the PJ. Now play
right.
the PJ that you like.
So it's called Ready, and this is how it goes.
Girl, take my hand. Let me take you on a journey. Let me be your man. Wanna show you some things you've never seen before. I know that you're a boss, but I promise, girl, there's so much more. All you gotta do is come with me, girl. I don't wanna play around anymore.
Anymore,
yeah.
I know there's no one else for me.
That's for sure.
Oh. So baby, won't you try me? Please just don't deny me.
That's the power you just dropped.
Tell me that ain't
that's my way type of shit now.
I love how he flipped it on the hook, because normally you wouldn't expect the hook to slow down. So that was dope.
Go ahead.
Right? PJ, I'm really excited about this project. I'm trying to see. Maybe he's on his IG when he put out the track list. And I think he has a record with Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh, my God.
Let me make sure I'm not the making that up. Like, I can't. I'm so ready. Oh, of course, it's not loading.
Been missing
because
jazz.
Yeah, it's time for an album from her.
Yeah. I know.
We about do.
We need you. Yeah, okay. So I just pulled it up. And oh, no. Oops, that's his European tour flyer.
Work.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, he's working. So, of course, he had that record with JoJo. He has a record with Rhapsody. Mm. I'm seeing Jasmine Sullivan. Toby and I don't want to ruin his last name.
Toby.
Right, Ngwe.
Can never Toby get it right, but yes, I know exactly.
You know
about
who I'm talking about.
He's somebody I never talk about because I can never say his name.
I need to look it up. Sorry for those who are like, I'm gonna look it up and make sure that I say it right next time. But I remember him because Erykah Badu posted him on her IG and put like a lot of us on, and he's really awesome. His music videos are like incredible.
Yeah.
So he has a song with him, and it says Angela Rye. Which I'm like, Angela Rye?
Like, is she like talking on there?
Right, I'm like, is it, maybe she has like a skit or something from a speech. I don't
she
know.
Do she do got one of those voices skit, though, where you be like singing when you talk. I remember my mom.
What if she's on a record
that
singing though?
Quit singing when you talk. You know, you have to articulate
if
sometimes.
If she is on there singing, I'm not going to lie to you, I will laugh.
That would, you never know.
Hey, look.
She be singing on CNN. What are you talking about? That ain't what we doing. The white people is wrong. Oh, she's saying on CNN.
Look, unless she gags me the way Free did when she was rapping. And I was like, oh my God, that
or
was
Toya
amazing.
Wright on the Bedrock remix. Wright. Remember that?
Yes.
No, can we talk about Zendaya singing at the end of Euphoria?
Oh, man.
We might as well just talk about Euphoria.
Like, I mean, well, come on. Did that not clap. Shock you?
Man.
When those people's hands went up in the air like that, and that aerial shot of her, and when I saw her mouth moving, and I was like, wait a minute.
This is her. Man. And it's interesting how you, because I don't think I've ever heard Zendaya sing, but I knew it was her immediately, because it's like, that's her tone. And then I Shazammed it.
Yeah.
And it popped up. It was her. And I was like, oh, that's so crazy. She literally recorded that track specifically for the ending of the show.
Dope.
I'm wondering if they're gonna release it. Are we gonna get a music video? Like,
something.
Can they move, you know, full steam ahead with that? But she sounded great.
The girl's got soul.
How'd you like the ending? Spoiler alert for those of you who haven't watched it yet.
Okay. All right. So what I love most about Euphoria is that they kept surprising me, and the surprises were, although they were so jarring, they just worked. Even though they weren't sensible, they worked. There were some surprises that took place in the finale where I was like, "That why did that happen?" You know what I mean? But overall, I was thoroughly impressed. I can't wait for next season. And the performances, dog. Like, when he started spazzing on that floor and busting his head on that floor like
his
that.
His dad like ran out because he was like, oh, shit.
What?
I fucked this kid up.
His daddy punched it, okay? He hit it out the room. Once they started flipping like a fish out the aquarium, I would have too. I'd be like, I don't know what's wrong with this motherfucker, but I'm about to get out of here before he get me. Mm. I would have left, but I have become so endeared to Fez.
Oh my God, I was so nervous.
My chest.
I was like, if they kill him, I'm going to be pissed.
My chest. But seeing that blood on the money, which shout out to Future. As soon as I saw the blood on the money, I thought about, they got blood on the money, but I still can't. That is the pink, I had to give it up. You know, that's one of my favorites. Y'all know, I love
we know.
And you know the actor that plays Fez, I think his name is like Hugo Cloudy or something, which I think is a cool
that's
name.
A cute, that's a cute, I was about cool to say,
let me make sure that's really, apparently he's never acted before.
Really?
And he was saying that when he was doing like his very first scene, he kept having some severe imposter syndrome and being like, they need to get an actor for this. Like, I don't know why they picked me. Mind you, I think he's doing a great fucking job.
His performance is brilliant.
I don't know what he, you know, how far removed is that character from his personality? I have to probably look up some interviews and kind of see, like, is he really acting or is that his vibe? But either way, it's a great role.
I ain't gonna tell y'all who it was, but he was almost a QTNA this week.
Who?
Fez was.
Oh,
I ain't gonna tell y'all who the other person was. Also, there's no way I can talk about the season finale of Euphoria without mentioning that my baby Cash Doll, her music was played in the fucking season finale of Euphoria. When they were at the dance, that was the song Dancing by Cash Doll from her Brat Mail mixtape. They were playing Cash Doll in the Euphoria season finale.
Really?
So, before we go any further, I just want to say it was an intersection of me being right about everything. Because I love Cash Doll and I've been telling Cash everybody Doll. That. And y'all know I love Euphoria. Mm-hmm. So, the fact that that happened, I literally was like, oh, I'm all shook up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, his name is Angus Cloud.
Angus Cloud.
Yeah. That's a Hugo Cloudy. My Lord. I really want to know who the music supervisor is. God. They're doing an incredible job.
There's also this other artist, speaking of the music on Euphoria, that I am in love with now. Her name is Kelsey Lou.
Kelsey Lou.
I'm trying to tell you.
She's so dope.
They play her song during the scene where Jules had got like super high with her old friends and she was making out with that girl that looked like the lady from Ally McBeal.
No, she didn't.
Yeah. So
she's on another show, by the way, that girl on Netflix called Trinkets, I think. Oh. And it's about people who steal.
I'm going to watch it.
It's like a rehab for people who steal.
Damn.
I'm going to watch it because I've always loved the word trinket. You know, normally people are like, you know, trinkets and baubles. But anyway.
Baubles.
Baubles.
That song, it's a cover of this song from like the 70s by this band called 10cc. And it is called, I'm about to tell you right now. I'm Not in Love. By Kelsey Lou.
Oh, yeah.
I've been playing that song ever since it was only last night. But, like, I've been playing it a lot since I heard it last night. And I love it. So,
she's
shout out to Kelsey
amazing,
Lou.
Too. And Kelsey Lou has been out. She's been working. I actually met her back in 2012.
Mm.
We were at a rooftop party. And she doesn't look like her as much now. I mean, they favor. But she really looked like Solange a lot. Mm. Like, something in their faces. And I remember I thought it was Solange. The pool party. It was me and Maya. And we were like, is that Solange? Like, oh shit. Like, chilling by the pool. And then we ended up talking throughout the night. And we were like, obviously, it wasn't Solange.
Girl, I am so sorry.
Right? You were not Solange.
Like, well, I'm sorry because I'm not Solange.
And we ended up getting really cool. And like, you know, she was talking to us about her music. And then to see from that, just how her career kind of like skyrocketed and her style is super cool. Like, she's really eclectic and the music is awesome. So obviously when I heard the record, I was like, yo, she's so dope.
That shit blew me away. I started Googling them lyrics so damn fast because I had to know who that was.
Yeah, for sure.
And then when I got it and my Apple Music did its thing or whatever, she's on the fucking Blood Orange album.
Yeah,
on that part, that little interlude that I love,
right?
And I had no idea who it was.
I was trying to think. I'm so glad you said that. I'm like, I know she recently did a collab
with
Kelsey someone.
I love Kelsey
Lou. Super popping. You gotta follow her on Instagram.
I sure will. I've been looking for some new people to
follow. Her style is super cute, and just her overall vibe and personality. I'll be
Kelsey
loving
Lou.
Her captions.
I loved when she put out like two or three videos. It was like a little mini movie or something. The whole look and the whole thing. It was like a Western deserty feel, but the looks in it was dope.
Yeah, she definitely got it.
Yeah.
She got it.
Shout out to Euphoria and the music on there.
Euphoria has been, I don't even know like where to start, but I'm just, the way they've developed these characters, you love to hate them so much because like I hate Maddie sometimes, but I love Maddie. I love Jules. I'm starting to hate Jules sometimes now. Then I know she's going through something because she had to lie. That did something to her. That was a transformative experience when forced her to lie, when Nate forced Jules to lie in the police station like
right.
that.
Right. It's like she disassociated in a way.
And even remember when she was describing they were asking each other, were they happy? And remember she was like, well, I feel like I'm peaking. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, everything was just accelerated. Yeah. And I'm like, Jules is going through some shit. She started getting on my fucking nerves.
The only thing I did appreciate, even though I saw people online saying they didn't, mm-hmm. was that she was honest with Rue about the other girl mm-hmm. and that they hooked up. You know, like, even though it was weird how she brought it up, like, in passing. Like, oh, yeah, so met this girl. Rue's like, did you guys, you know, hook up? Yeah. She's like, yeah.
Like, I was hopeful when she did that. I was like, good, maybe y'all won't fuck. I don't want Jules and Rue to do that.
No.
I want them to just be friends.
To just be easy.
Yeah. And then we didn't realize that Rue had been wearing her daddy's clothes.
Oh.
Think about it. Like, all this time we've seen her in them clothes, those have been her father's clothes.
Especially when Jules was cracking on her, talking about you dressed like Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Have you watched?
Yeah. It was something I didn't watch the finale, like, paying all the way attention because someone was talking the whole time.
Oh, that's the worst.
Right. So I'm sitting here like, damn, all these parts that I was really missing watching in passing.
You had to rewatch. And I know people were a little bit confused about the ending. They were like, it felt like Glee with the musical act. But, you know, I think the show is unconventional and kind of like pushing boundaries, and I think it's cool. I don't know. I thought it was cool. I like that you don't know what's going to happen.
People were also confused about, like, the chronological order of events in the finale. People were saying
that last scene, right?
And even throughout. You know how they kept flashing back to while they were at the dance, you know how they kept going in and out of, like, other stories and things that had happened leading up to the characters' actions at the dance?
Yeah.
People were confused on, like, when that happened. And I didn't understand how, because obviously, to me, all that shit had happened, which had, you know, made the characters arrive where they were. So I don't know how y'all missed it, but you need to open your eyes. Okay.
I love it, though. I'm excited for season two.
I can't wait for season two. Euphoria was the shit. It's the best show on it's one of the best shows on TV. And I was thoroughly impressed.
You know, the OA is canceled.
Damn.
I'm very sad about that. A lot of shows get canceled, and I see people, like, devastated on Twitter, starting petitions to bring it back.
You ready to start your change.org, friend?
It's so weird because
it was a hell of an ending.
There's never really been a show where I was like, damn, it's canceled. Never. Like, usually I don't know. It's just never felt that way. I've never been that emotionally invested. But this show, I'm, like, legit sad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'm going to need time to process the fact that there's no, like, wrap up to this, you know? And I was curious where else they were going to take this conversation.
Right.
Which is what makes me kind of sick, because I'm like, oh, my God, I was so excited about how edgy it was.
It should get picked back up. Like, I don't I don't know that it will, but it definitely should, like,
where, BBC, like, own.
Like,
legit.
I was going to say BBC.
Funny thing is, only Oprah could connect with that on an emotional level.
I was going to say BBC. I feel like a lot of their programming.
Is porn?
No. The UK.
You know BBC is...
That's not the BBC I'm talking about.
Oh. I'm talking about...
I know. I said that's not what I...
I thought that's what... Okay.
He's all like Celine Dion.
I'm like, oh my God. Is she hyperventilating?
Speaking of hyperventilating, do you know 17 years ago...
Oh,
A. Marie's All I Have album came
Why
out.
Why do you do this every week?
Now we all
you
can
know
do
I'm battling aging.
Like, damn, 17 years ago, and it still slaps like Sarkeesha.
17 years ago.
Yep.
Damn.
17 years ago, A. Marie's All I Have album.
How is
came
that possible?
Out. I don't know.
Play the strings, Rich.
Right. Rich Holy. Harrison. Shout out to Rich Harrison. But yeah, the album came out 17 years ago. So now that we all feel old, let's talk about something else. Native creates safe, simple, and effective products that you can use in the bathroom every day. Their products are filled with ingredients found in nature, like coconut oil, shea butter, and tapioca starch. But you won't smell like pudding or the stuff you spray on your clothes. That means no aluminum, parabens, or tail. And they really work. Native's deodorant can hang with your workout, busy mom life, funky dad life, dirty kid life, or 16-hour day. Native comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for men and women, and they release limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. They also offer an unscented formula. Use you know, at your own discretion. And baking soda free formula for those with sensitivities. Their classic deodorant scents include coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, no nylon, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. There's no risk to try because Native offers free returns and exchanges in the U.S. And if you subscribe, you'll save $2 per stick, and Native conveniently can be delivered to your door every 1, 2, 3, or even 4 months. Let me tell you something. That coconut and vanilla gets the job done. Mm-hmm. Two scents that are agreeable with most people's body types and pH levels, okay? Because some of y'all pHs stand for, it makes the F sound for funky. Oh, some of y'all pH levels mean funky, P-H-U-N-K-Y. But in this case, that coconut and vanilla works. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code FRIENDZONE during checkout. That's NativeDeodorant.com, promo code FRIENDZONE for 20% off your first purchase.
Shit, I was still stuck on the damn OA because I was thinking about how it ended.
I'm devastated.
Because it was so crazy that I didn't think that the beginning for the second season was going to start off that way, like we were going to end up in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you know it ends and in another place, I was like, damn, well, how are we like going to develop? And now we're not going to. So I'm now still like not. Stuck. Shit, but it's season finale season anyway. But I watch a lot of sci-fi shit. So like Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that just wrapped up for me on the season finale. Not sci-fi, but Handmaid's Tale just wrapped up. Do you watch Handmaid's Tale?
I couldn't do it.
You didn't stick with it?
No, for my mental health.
You know what? This season,
like, it's just not a good show for me.
This season actually was not as bad as
the prior.
Yes. I couldn't do it. I don't know what part you at, but because I know it's not saying a lot. Thinking about some, like when they was in DC in the Capitol or whatever, some of that shit was like.
Wowza.
Yeah, but it took it slowed down. It did.
I think it just It hits home too precisely. So I'm like, I don't really need to watch this.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it because I can't stand nobody run their mouth.
As far as what?
The Handmaid's Tale. Like, apparently it's about a bunch of bitches can't keep their mouth closed.
Oh my
you know
God.
What I'm saying? I'm tired
known.
Of it.
I knew. I was
I can't stand nobody can't keep no secret. You know what I'm saying? All of y'all talk too damn much. The Handmaid's Tale. I ain't watching that shit.
It is kind of getting
I can't.
It is getting nuts though watching June like do whatever the fuck she wants. Like it's like, damn bitch, I know you have shit that you're trying to accomplish, but the way you go about doing it, it's like you acting like you running this shit when your ass isn't. But she does have a certain level of respect, so she exercises a certain duty, but it's almost
she
like
she don't be telling the truth.
No, she does, but you know, everything is for the sake of her daughter who she's trying to get out. But she don't realize how she be endangering the people around her in the process. Like the person she's staying with now, the dude actually doesn't put her through the shit that a lot of the other people do. So she tries to take her leeway and save everybody else and fuck other shit up. And it's like, damn, bitch, calm down while you have a good calm moment. But she don't do that. She always full steam ahead into some bullshit. So it fucks with my nerves watching that show.
June, July down.
And you know what I meant to tell you? God. So now that I've had my TV, funny enough, I'm watching more YouTube. Which is so weird. Like, you get a TV and then you watch more internet.
There is nothing like getting on YouTube and turning on the music videos, watching them random informational videos, watching them random ass reality TV things.
Just random. And then obviously when it has the suggestions and stuff, like, based on what you're watching. Yeah. But as a suggestion, the Airbender cartoon.
You've been
trying to get me to watch. And I
thought you'd be interested, but Avatar's too damn long. Now, well, actually, no, it's not.
But the thing is, it was an episode, or maybe not even a full episode. It might have just been like a clip of the old man. I mean, I don't know anyone's name. Mm-hmm. The old man was telling the little Avatar kid, the Airbender, whatever he is, about the chakras.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's like talking him through it. And I was sitting there like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
That's what everybody
always
recommends.
For like a kid watching
it,
mm-hmm. I hit my best friend immediately. I was like, okay, Sadiq, which is my godson, I'm like, he needs to watch this now. And she was like, oh, it's so good. Like, it broke it down so lovely.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to watch that.
You should see the characters too, because they each, you know, there's the different nations. There's water, fire, air, and earth. But it's so cool watching them all be in control of their specific elements. Like,
right.
You could tell the earthbenders how they really, like, you know, you were talking about earthing, how they literally ground themselves to be able to control the earth, elements of the earth, or how the wind and water users, how they like really flow themselves around to bend the water in the air. Like
poop.
And it's funny because now I get the joke. The other day I posted, there's this app called Horos, H-O-R-O-S. And what it does, it's, you know, based on astrology.
Horos.
What it does,
I thought this was going in a completely different direction.
Back to the cucumber.
What it does, though, is it breaks down your birth chart, but it shows you your elements. So, like, how much fire are you? How much water are you? How much air, you know? And so I posted mine, and mine, funnily enough, is perfect. It's like 25, 25, 25, 25.
Where is Scarlet? Balance. Come on.
And everybody was cracking up, like, you know, of course, you're that balanced. Even my yin and yang was like 50%, 50%. Everything was just splits, like, evenly. And then somebody was like, Fran is an airbender.
You are every bender.
It
sounds like you are Avatar.
That's cool.
What the Avatar, that's the name for the person that can bend all the elements.
I'm an Avatar.
You're a fucking Avatar.
Oh my God. Someone make me a jacket. I want
to
rock it.
Sounds good to me.
Isn't that cool? So now I got the joke because obviously I didn't get it when the girl and it's like first called me Avatar. I was like, I don't know what you're saying.
You absolutely
don't get cussed out.
So, you know, season one was a little boy. His name was Aang. And then season two was called The Legend of Korra. And it was about a young woman. So I guess season three about your ass, friend.
Oh, that's so cool. So it's only two seasons?
Yeah.
But they're long.
Well, there's two stories, I guess. So there's like, because the first one is about last airbender learning how to use all the elements. So there's like a book of fire, a book of water, a book of earth. Air and then fire last. So there's like four seasons.
Where can I watch it?
I hope Nickelodeon got it up somewhere, but if it don't, I could find you a link if you're trying to watch.
Please. Like
I got you.
I was so blown away at how amazingly they described the show.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna gift it to you. Tell me what your email is and I'll buy the season for you.
Are you serious?
I'm gonna just buy the Aang season.
Yeah, let me start.
Korra, you gotta watch on your own.
Right.
A lot of people liked Korra, a lot of people didn't. I didn't mind Korra, but you know, that's the decision you gotta make on your own.
That was one of Whoopi's best movies. Karina. Every time I see it, it just...
I love that you got me up here talking about damn cartoons though, because I've been catching up on some anime. So
what
like,
are you watching? Put me on.
All the nerd shit, all the shit that people that watch anime would be like, oh, you're so late. And I'm like, well, damn, nigga, like, I gotta watch all the pop shit.
See it sometime.
Look, exactly. So right now I'm finally catching up on Attack on Titan because I only watched the first season of that. But that's the one about the people living within this wall and these humanoids that come fuck shit up every now and then. I'm in the third season. It got real deep.
People living in a wall?
Yeah, so it's like thousands of years into the future. There's this big ass wall that keeps out the Titans. And the Titans are these oversized humanoids, which are like humans that are like 10 to 20, 30 feet, like skyscraper tall.
And they can't jump the wall.
So apparently the wall is supposed to be big enough to keep them out. And later on you find out that the wall is made of material and why it can keep them out. But I don't want to spoil that for anybody listening that might be interested.
Yikes.
But it's crazy that the show starts off with such fear. Like in the first like episode.
It sounds like Game of Thrones.
Yes, it's very much like the first episode, you losing bitches left and right. Like don't learn nobody's goddamn name because they're going to die. And so like in season two, people's names I learned, I started losing to them. I'm like, oh, I'm fucked up. So then I got to season three. It's a little bit more historical, but it's
probably because ain't nobody crazy left.
Look, always new people coming in to get their heads bit off. I'm like, well, look, here goes somebody else that's going to die. I can't count on them, but riveting story. Anime has lots of crazy riveting stories. Like
she does.
It's something about when anime, when she eats that cake. No, I'm just playing. It's something about Attack on Titan, though, that's a little bit different than a lot of the other shows that I watch because the other ones like My Hero Academia, or My Hero Academia.
Oh. What's that
and
about?
The best cookies available. Macadamia.
It's about this guy that wants to be a superhero, but he's born with literally all of the odds against him.
Oh.
So like, he's black.
I mean, pretty
oh,
much.
You know what? Speaking of superheroes.
Did you watch The Boys?
I was just going to bring that up.
Because I asked you about Prime. That's what I meant to ask you about first.
First of all, you know I don't really care for
how many episodes did you watch?
Only two.
Okay, good. Me too. If you finished The Boys before I did, what the fuck am I doing?
What is The Boys?
I'm not big on like superhero stuff. I'll watch it with y'all like if we go to screenings and stuff just because it's fun. But I saw that it was on Amazon Prime and it said that it was a show, episodic, where the superheroes are basically the celebrities. So, like, people, like, love them. They have, like, merch and posters, and they treat them like the celebrities, but they're known. It's not like
they're... And they're corporate, too. So, it's like, you know, you can literally buy a superhero to protect your city, country, whatever, and then they're trying to pass this bill to get them militarized. But then there's drugs involved.
They're basically, like, the influencers.
Yes.
And then...
It sounds interesting.
It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's a cool angle. And so I was like, let me see if I would be interested in...
Like, real greedy.
Yeah. I mean, the first episode, I was like,
when old
what
boy
the
dropped
f-
his pants, I was tuned in. That's what. That's when I got the popcorn.
And then his homeboy from...
That was his superpower.
His homeboy from that show that was canceled. The black dude. The black superhero.
Who is the black Rail? Superhero?
No. Remember there was... With Mike Epps.
Oh, I don't know his name,
and he
but
dies
yes.
on the show.
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
I don't think that's...
Wait.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Good times.
The guy that's the guy that joined their little team.
The
one that used to work as the warden.
He was a football player on this show.
Marshall Wharton?
And Mike Epps was his uncle.
No, I mean on this show on The Boys. Was he the guy that was the warden?
No.
He's the one that committed the shit. Damn.
Yes.
I don't know his
Ace
name.
Oh, whatever. On Stars?
Yes.
Survivor's Remorse.
Yes.
Why was that so hard?
You got
I'm telling
it.
You, I'm your Huckleberry on game shows.
Yo,
I got you.
Yo, you're amazing.
That was amazing.
Him, the lead dude.
Okay. He, yes. Jackie Long.
Jackie Long.
Look, we didn't came too far.
You have to.
Damn.
I was like, yes,
short.
Jackie. That dude is one of the superheroes.
Okay.
And he's terrible.
Wait,
not
so
terrible.
Did you see the episode with his girlfriend? Okay, yeah, you did. You had to.
I don't know if I got to that part.
His girlfriend? Yeah. His girlfriend, you know, she was a superhero too.
Oh.
You know he had to run that race? Did you see that?
No.
Ooh,
I guess
okay.
I didn't.
Never mind.
But you should check it out.
I will.
I don't know if you do like superhero
stuff
either.
I don't.
Yeah. And I don't.
It moves a little slow. I don't know how invested you're going to be into it. But like, it's literally that whole like superhero. One of them, she's trying to find her place as a hero. Another dude is trying to find his place without his girl that a superhero killed, even though it was an accident. But it wasn't really nice because the nigga didn't give a fuck. But
that scene was...
Yo, bananas. Fucked me up.
I was confused. I was like, what's all this blood?
And then he just holding them hands.
Then when I realized,
he had
I was
cut
like,
somebody's hands off.
No,
you gotta watch it.
Yeah.
It's literally like in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you can you imagine holding a dead hand?
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine
who you gonna tell let you go?
Can you? I was about to say, can you imagine holding hands and then the body gone,
and you just left with the hand?
Yes, like
you gotta watch it. What else have you been watching?
Besides Euphoria, besides Pose, besides
Pose was sad.
I didn't watch this week.
No, okay, so I won't ruin it for
you. I was out of town.
Oh yeah, hello, international.
But I didn't watch but I did see a clip where Elektra. I shouldn't say Elektra because it wasn't Elektra. It was Dominique Jackson who plays Elektra. She was doing a little digital piece for Vogue and Valentino.
I saw.
Yes. And it's so funny how on brand she is for like Vogue and just high fashion like that.
Her cheekbones
it's
alone.
It's funny. Yeah. Like, and you see it. Darling. Yeah. It was so funny.
Ooh, I'm curious. You got to catch up with Pose.
I do. I'm going to, but something's going to happen.
They've
somebody
been
else died.
Us.
They've been hitting.
They've been hitting us hard every
look,
week. I'm like,
look,
somebody else
died.
Hurt.
No, I can't take no more.
Candy still hurt. I thought we were going to lose somebody else. So I'm still feeling that.
I didn't think anyone was going to die, but they just hit us a little too hard on that. It was like 3 different storylines that were rough this week. How many more episodes are left?
I don't know.
They better be
happy.
We're
moving into August, so yeah, should be wrapping probably what, end of this
soon,
month or
right?
next month?
Damn.
And
Queen Sugar. Have you been watching Queen Sugar?
I have. Have you been watching Friends?
I just caught up this week.
Okay.
I caught up with the last 2 that I had missed. Oh my God. Shout out to What's her name?
Cree Summer.
Cree Summer.
Playing the hell out of that role.
Is she on there? On
I hate her hate guts. Her That's how I know she's killing
damn,
it.
I got to catch up just Cree, to see Cree.
Cree Summer is on it.
The voice.
Playing
the legend.
Nova's lover.
What? What?
Well, allegedly.
Ooh. Ooh, my God. So Queen Sugar has been very, very good. I feel so bad for Envy.
I know.
Like, that's breaking my heart. Envy is the one person who, and even like to hear, let's take it back, the way she cut Nova off when she did, hearing that character talk to one of her loved ones like that was so foreign from what we know her to be, which is this loving matriarch, yeah. You know, the family. I was like, damn, I felt bad. And I ain't wrote a damn thing. You know what I'm saying? But that's Nova's fault. Nova went against the family.
And Nova's going full steam ahead with this book. I don't know why that surprised me. I thought there was going to be a point where she was going to be like, I can't do this. And seeing even Blue being made fun of at school, like the layer, like the levels that it's hurting everybody.
And then she had the audacity. She going to say, well, I'll talk to him and explain it to him. Bitch. You've been talking too much anyway. You think I'm finna let you ruin my child some more? Who ain't even my child, and that's what you done told everybody? Like, what you gonna say to him?
You ruined that show for me, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
You know what show?
I just wanted you.
You know what show I haven't caught up on, but somebody was randomly showing me some clips. I was like, damn.
Which one?
Orange is the New Black.
I heard this last season.
I fell off like when Pusey died. That's where I stopped watching.
I fell off.
Wasn't that hard to watch?
Just, right before she died.
After that, I was kind of like, all right. I don't know.
I fell off right before she died. When V got hit by that truck or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, like right then.
I think it was a van.
Yeah, it was the van. But I was watching clips from this season. Got that ass. And this,
I'm at you laughing.
This season, I was like, ooh, this is heavy.
Oh, it was good?
Black Cindy and some shit. Like...
Don't make me watch this again.
Look, I was thinking, I was like, I might look, Piper Free.
Oh, shit.
Out to dinner with her ex and ex-best friend. I didn't think we was going to see Polly ever
again. What about,
again.
I'm so bad with names. My God.
Look, cause the Latin one.
Daya.
Daya. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She's still on it. Look, she on there doing her thing, pushing drugs in the jail.
Kingpin.
Kingpin and that
Shout
shit.
Shout out to Dasha Polanco.
Working it out.
I need to, maybe I'll catch up. I don't know. I just really fell off. But, I mean, we forever got to give them credit because they're the ones who started this binge shit.
Put Netflix on the map.
They literally started this binge shit. Like, that's crazy when you think about it.
They did. Remember how excited everybody was when that shit would be coming out?
Because it was, like, monumental. It was like, wait a minute. So all the episodes are already available?
It was between that one and the one that we don't really speak of no more because of them scandals. House of Cards.
Oh, man.
Because if that scandal had never happened, I'm sure House of Cards would have still
That
been.
Was my show.
What?
Like, for
what?
Real. I love that show so much. He was on... he was, like, reading a poem in Rome. Did you see that? I was like, what is happening?
Hell no.
He was on the street in Rome or something in front of some, like, monuments reading a poem. And there was, like, a huge crowd.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. No, thank you.
I was so confused. I don't know.
As long as they
poem,
leave me.
What kind of poem was it?
I don't know.
Maya Angelou.
Some kind of monologue. But I don't know if it's that he wrote it or. No, he didn't. Actually, well, whatever. We don't have to give him amplification.
Right.
But I just thought that was very strange that there was a crowd like supporting him.
As long as Jason Bateman don't do nothing crazy, so I could still have my damn. What's the name of his show? I forgot it. That
the Wonder
fast.
Years.
What's the
Ozark?
As long as that's I got my Ozark come back.
Y'all ever had that Ozark water bottle water?
It'd be a little refreshing.
It do.
Like, Ozark is another one. I don't know if I can keep watching. That shit got heavy.
Man, I'm telling you though, Ozark, it's something about writing and when you can write to hate everybody in the show, but make you want to like watch it. That's like magical.
Because
on Ozark, you found a way to hate each and every person, like even the children. And the children, it ain't their damn fault. But I was the little boy and the daughter. I was like, these kids gotta
die.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot about
that. Go ahead and kidnap the kids or something since you don't want to send them back to Chicago because they liabilities out here. It was too much. But yeah, Ozark, I like Ozark. I need that one back. I've been trying to watch, because you know, all I watch really is the sci-fi shit. There's this new show called Another Life on Netflix.
What is that?
It's about somebody getting pregnant.
Not yet, if it is. But I just saw Selma Blair was on it, and she was looking good. I was like, Selma Blair is looking very healthy.
Yeah, she's kept it together.
So I wanted to see her support. She's not a big part of the story as of right now, but the show's pretty good. It's about this, some shit comes to Earth, and we trying to find out what the fuck it is. So there's a space crew sent out into outer space. Some shit goes down on the spaceship. The crew try to overtake her. She ends up taking back control. The nigga try to turn her anyway. She ends up killing him. She still has to figure out this threat on Earth while we're going through with the crew and all that bullshit. It's kind of cool to watch. It's a holographic ass dude. Are you about to look it up?
No.
I was about to say.
I was trying to find it. You just reminded me of this terrible movie I watched. I was like trying to find
it. You still need to watch Cam. People have been texting me. They're like, I saw that movie, Cam. You was talking about it. It was crazy.
I need to watch that.
You need to watch that.
No, I watched some really... You remember how Netflix used to have like really shitty movies? I mean, it still does, but when it was like really bad. And now Amazon like Prime has them.
First of all, Amazon Prime did a big ass buy of content. There are random ass like
but
terrible
why
gay shows
so
on there.
Many black, like terrible black movies. Everything. And it's all they suggest for me. I'm like, what am I watching?
Look, me too on my TV.
Telling you I want to see this.
That's why my TV suggests them badass. Like it go like that movie that Cash Doll was in, whatever that like
wait,
movies
what?
Like that.
What do you mean? She
like
was in a movie?
You remember back in the day when Cash Doll was in a movie. It was like a Detroit movie. But like them straight to DVD hood ass movies, they're like all on Prime, and I'm like,
they're
this
all
is
on Prime. I feel like they bought
the
it
movies
from
with Carly Rae is on there. Like you can watch.
Wait,
them.
What?
You know Carly Rae
and all the Carucci movies.
Carucci, well, you know Carucci, she had movies on like Netflix first, so she was kind of you know been doing some things.
This Carly Rae was in a movie with Mystical, if I'm not mistaken.
That one probably up there. I'm telling you.
Called Side Piece, and the reason I know this is because there's a song that they play in Louisiana in the clubs in New Orleans called Side Piece by I think it's the Louisiana Blues Brothers or whatever, but the guy, the main vocalist is this guy named Pokey Bear. And the song is called Side Piece. It's actually the jam. And in the video, there's these clips from like Carly Rae and Mystical being like in a bed together. And I'm like, this is so random. Like, what the fuck? And the movie is called Side Piece. And so they use this song. But it's like, it, shout out to everybody from Louisiana and New Orleans. Y'all know exactly what song I'm talking about and probably some other people too. But Side Piece, that's we ain't did homework in a minute.
Okay, so I
look up Side Piece.
I wanna go on ahead and add to what you're talking about. I'm looking up what he's talking about on Prime because I wanted to see if it was on Prime, and it is. Mm-hmm. So my Side Piece is on Prime, and it's Carly Rae. Her name is Susan in the movie. Mm-hmm. Susan, struggling to cope in her new marriage to police officer Mike Mystical.
I told y'all.
You watch this, Dustin?
No, I watched the video first. With my Side Piece.
You want to know what's That's even funnier? So that came out in 2016, and I cannot believe I'm looking at this, and I'm going to watch these, both of them. There's a sequel that came out 2 years later. And, oh, God, of course, Messy C's in it. And instead of Carly Rae, Mama D's in it. So,
wait.
So this is the first one with Carly Rae,
who
right?
Cheat
Mama,
Mama
D's
D.
in the sequel?
So this is Carly Rae on this one, right? Because I saw these things looking
Didn't
similar.
Want to cheat.
Look, and then there's the one with Mama D.
Oh,
It's the dude Pokey
now, this
Bear.
This looks good.
It's the dude Pokey Bear on the cover and then whoever he features. So it was Carly Rae on the first one, not Mama D. Mama D.
I
Thank
love
you for
it.
That trash.
You more than welcome.
I'm going to get high and watch that.
And Jade
so
was telling me to watch some trash movie. I feel bad saying that. Some movie called Thriller. Have y'all heard of it?
Mm-mm. I can't watch
she
that
said,
video.
No, me. Not the video. It's when we were watching the Tyler Perry joint. She was like, you think this was bad?
No.
She told us to watch Thriller. So I haven't watched it yet. Those of you that are looking for stuff to watch, let's watch it. And then that'll be our homework. But the movie that I watched on Amazon Prime that I was looking for was, it's a film by Idris Elba called Yardi.
You watched that?
I did. I had to.
Why?
I don't know.
Tell us about it, Francesca.
Because I love shatas. I was like, is this like a shatas type thing?
They only almost got me because it was available in Ultra HD. Like whenever I'm looking for something to watch and I see it's got that 4K or something because I got the TV for that reason. I'm like, all right, let me watch this. And that was on there and I was like, no, actually.
Please watch it. Please.
You know what, friend?
Dustin, I'm gonna
go add this to my list right now, just because I got so.
We had to watch that shit that was supposed to be an apartment building that was a house.
Oh my God.
Why not? We already here.
Apartment 4B, was that it? Oh, I will never forget that.
apartment for me.
Yep, Ultra HD. Boom, boom. I knew it.
Please watch and report back next week.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
The hair alone in them.
What's the last movie you saw?
The last movie?
Oh, yeah. You saw the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, you mean like in theaters?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, actually, no.
I don't really go to movies.
It could be in the privacy of your home. What's the last good movie you watched? Could have been on Prime or the Flix or HBO Go or whatever.
Damn, let me see. I don't really be watching movies like that, funny enough. I'm trying to see on Netflix.
The last movie I watched, but that don't count. That's an old movie that I've seen a million times.
What was that?
Big Business with Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin. One of my favorites. That's literally the last movie I watched.
Lily Tomlin is a genius.
But before that, I can't think of a... I mean, everybody saw The Lion King.
I didn't.
I didn't see it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody else seen The Lion King.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't, you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm just checking my Netflix now. I haven't been watching movies.
Oh, I'm going to see Cats. I don't give a fuck. Y'all know I love Jennifer Hudson.
Who are you going with?
Probably by myself, because ain't nobody else going to go. And that's all right, because I understand.
I say we all go see Cats.
We should, like we went to see the Set It Off play.
Please, can we all go see Cats? Okay.
You coming. You know you coming.
Oh, shit. There's a Netflix special called Enter the Anime. Damn.
I was watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Why do I love that show?
Oh, yeah.
What a concept, though.
It's so random. I have no idea what the draw is for me. Mm-hmm. Like, none.
But you can't get enough.
But I think it's so fascinating. I think I just love hearing these, like, massively famous people talking about where they how they got their start and just, like, sharing stories. But they had Eddie Murphy on there.
That's all I thought about, too.
Eddie Murphy. I'm like, yo. Obviously, his Netflix special is coming out soon, so he's kind of probably getting back ready on the press run.
Which is dope.
It was cool to see him, though. Like,
and Eddie Murphy is a legend. And the work that he's done, don't get me started. Coming to America, Harlem Nights, Raw, the stand-up, those are, like, critically important to my development and like comedy and shit. Eddie Murphy is the legend of legends.
Are you excited about his Netflix special?
Hell yeah, and I can't wait to watch it. And I'm going to see Dolemite.
What's Dolemite?
So Eddie Murphy, Titus Burgess, a few other actors, they're doing a film about Dolemite. Dolemite was a legendary, iconic black comedian in the 70s and who acted in films too. Dolemite, you know, so the movie is about Dolemite.
His life. Poppin'.
Did you know Felicity Huffman is back?
Back.
She's on this Netflix movie with Angela Bassett and Patricia Arquette.
Well, obviously it's old because isn't she in jail?
Well, but it just came out. Feeling forgotten on Mother's Day, three best friends leave the suburbs and drive to New York City to surprise their adult sons.
It's called Otherhood, right?
Yep.
I can't wait to see that.
You know what? Everyone's been talking about that show. But isn't it like
little
kids?
It's a film, right?
It's about it's centered around the women and I guess, you know, how they're viewed in their adult sons' lives.
I literally, the past like 2 days or something, you've been seeing it? Yeah, like people talking about it on Twitter, but I thought it was like little kids.
It says midlife crisis, family relationship, parenthood.
I bet it's gonna be good, and I like Felicity Huffman. I know what she did was wrong. I like Felicity Huffman, you know.
Ride or die.
Look, I think the movie was probably already done. So
yeah, so you know, we might as well. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know, Angela Bassett in it.
Put some on a whole commissary. Shit, let's stream the movie so she can get some ramen noodles. Cause her ass going to jail.
Put money on my books. Call it commissary.
Called a commissary. Shout out to Cash Doll and Big Sean's video for Ready Set 2. It's really, really good.
Yes.
The video is like amazing. And you know it was playing on the Jumbotron in Times Square today.
What?
BET was playing
yes.
in Times Square
That's
today.
That's such a good idea.
That's sick.
Yeah. Shout out to Cash Doll.
They need to do that. I didn't even know that they did that.
They did it, baby.
That's so popping. Yeah, what music videos have you been watching. That's the thing too that I'm glad I have a TV because I can actually catch up with music videos.
I was watching. I should have saved this for the other show, but it don't matter. I was watching Teyana Taylor, her new video.
Mm-hmm. I saw a clip
with King Combs. Yes. Mm-hmm. First of all, it made me think, damn, why Bad Boy can't do something with Teyana? Like them looks. I mean, as far as like as far as Bad Boy being like Harlem and all that stuff, like. Mm-hmm. That and the looks, like with King Combs, I feel like they've been doing everything right with him. Like he put out a project earlier this year. He had like Ty Dolla $ign on there, like a bunch of
surf
knocks.
Bitch.
So now he has to,
so well you can surf bitch.
Yeah, that's with the City Girls.
Song with City Girls. Yep. That's the jam called Surf.
I'm glad you knew that.
So that bitch that got your main bitch lurking. Fuck me in the ghost close curtain.
So King
twerk bitch.
So Diddy had like a.
Is that really the hook?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
This is really. Carisha did those things.
I'm not your baby mama. Give a fuck about them kids. She was going. She was. Carisha said, Carisha, please. Carisha slid on that shit. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So yeah, if there was like a, I don't know, I don't want to say like a Bad Boy Forever or like, you know, whatever the new Bad Boy imprint would be if he was like, you know, focused on King Combs, Teyana, and like maybe two or three other artists and like was really like highlighting them. Because when he did the reunion and had all these people come out, like Lil' Kim and Mace and all these people, like, damn, this is amazing. So looking at Teyana in the video with the sun and then the song, the sample, I was like, I would love if Teyana could do something with Bad Boy that would be beneficial to her career. Because she already a great performer, already looks great, and
she
makes great music.
All.
Yeah, there's just really nothing left but like just this one little missing piece. And I just
so
think it might...
Hold on, don't let me go.
I just think there's potential in Bad Boy being that missing piece. But this is my imagination of where Bad Boy would be if they were doing things the way I wanted them to.
Right,
do.
That's
the video.
That's
great.
Right. That's the only thing.
Right.
That's
she it. Looked beautiful.
Looked
King
great.
Combs is his father.
Yes.
So, did she direct that video too?
Yeah. Teyana,
wow.
Spike T. Taylor.
That's so cool.
And shout out to my friend EJ King who styled her in that video.
Amazing job.
Impeccable.
From start to finish.
He's also
each
doing Megan
look.
Thee Stallion right now too. So all them boots with
satisfied.
The ass on and shit, that's all EJ King. So shout out. He has a line called Pravana Couture. We should probably make that the Black Business one day. We will.
Next week.
But yeah. Shout
all
out
I know
to EJ.
Is... She looked great in every fucking look. When she opened, when she was her stud look was great. Mm-hmm. Her maid look was great. The latex, like there were so many amazing looks. And then I
saw a clip with the MCM custom, like
was
Misa Hilton.
I was about to say, her and King Combs, when they were the scenes at the end and they had the matching like silver outfits and the MCM outfits, stunning.
And the dancers.
Stunning.
I didn't see the video yet, but I just caught the clips that she posted on her IG. So I gotta
it.
Watch
Teyana
that.
Teyana Taylor got
I love
it going
it.
On.
Yes. I love it. I need to see Teyana team. Live. When you talked about her performing live that time, I was like, I do need to see her live.
Yeah.
I'm mad that I didn't see her perform
is
at
she
Essence
on
Festival.
Tour?
I'm not
think
sure
so.
At the moment, but she always pops out every now and then. Like, right.
But she might be touring because she has that new single with King Combs.
Yeah.
So maybe she is going to get back on the road.
Even if
she's
not,
always working.
If she's not, she is like, will be back on the road ASAP because you are an icon when you are known for being on someone else's tour, Enter Jeremiah, and owning them on their tour. Because he was very disrespectful for no fucking reason and he was putting out stage doubles. So why are you even opening your mouth
I
to talk about Teyana
that.
Taylor? Taking over your tour when she's out here doing the fucking work and looking great and being amazing at it. That's all I got to say. Just telling the truth.
I gotta catch up and watch the video.
What music videos you been watching now that you got your TV?
I'm trying to figure out the last one I saw was the Chris Brown and Drake.
No guidance.
What else has come out?
Well, I've been obsessed that day. I also. So besides Danny Lay and Chris Brown, easy. I don't care. I'm just going to say it. So I'm obsessed with that Rolling Peace remix by Leighton Green.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I've been
first
watching
of all,
the video.
Leighton Green, that's another video that I watched and I love. So I'm glad you mentioned her name. But that Rolling Peace song, I could not get away from it.
You already know.
So And somebody was like, is this song good? And I was like,
yes.
I was like, just press play and don't ask me no questions. Because yes. I just wanted, like,
and I move people to the audio versus the video.
Yes.
Because
yes.
if you like the audio first, then you can make it through the video.
Yes.
Because if
yes.
not, the video is going to turn you off yes. in the beginning.
Yes.
I need to watch this. But
you need,
what
to,
is
you
it?
Need to listen.
Well, yeah, you need to listen to this song.
Then,
what
so
is
then,
it? Leighton P?
Leighton Green. Look, you come because you threw them together like an auntie. Like an auntie. Leighton Green did Kodak Black's Rolling Peace.
Okay.
But so, she sang it.
Yes.
Got you.
Yes. But Leighton Green, she beautiful voice. Yeah. New star on QC.
Yeah.
Listen to that song and then watch the video for what's the song called? I forgot that fast.
Rolling Peace or the other song?
The other song. Watch the video for
hold on.
It's the one where she's sampling Ciara's I Can't Leave Him Alone. But she has but the song features
Fed Up.
No, what's the song? I can't believe I can't think of the song. It's got PNB Rock on it and Lil Baby.
Okay.
So she has a song and she just dropped it. Okay. I know, right?
Because the only ones I got is Fed Up and Rolling Peace. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm just telling the truth. I went through my library and not like, you know, a search.
Wait, so we should do our listens lately still. Cause I wanna know what y'all listening to.
Okay, fine.
Lola is a female-founded company that believes women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. Lola products are 100% organic, cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. They offer pads, liners, BPA-free plastic applicators, or non-applicator tampons, plus gynecologist-approved cleansing wipes that are safe for use anywhere on the body. The FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products, so most of them don't. But Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes. Plus, Lola products come in a simple, customizable subscription. Choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery. Lola's subscription service is super flexible. Change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. And for every purchase, Lola donates feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S. As you guys know, I have been using Lola for months. The cool thing is that we actually have these ads because I've happened to mention using them.
Yes.
And as always, you guys tore that website down and also had them reach out to us. And now we're working with them on the show. I am in love with them. I'm subscribed. Just like every other person, I wait for my box. Yeah, every month. I do the one that's like 18 BPA-free tampons in the box. And they come, I think, the first of the month or something. And they're amazing.
Come on down.
And I love them. They're great. One thing I love about organic tampons that most of you may notice when you use them is that it really cuts down on your cramps. It's something that a lot of people have said. Normally, you know, it can be dietary, it can be environmental, but also it can be based on the ingredients that the cotton tampons have that have a lot of chemicals and toxins in it. So and something to keep in mind too. And who picked it.
You know, who picked that cotton? Go ahead, friend.
You know, we did.
Oh, my God. So it's something to keep in mind if maybe you are having difficulty with cramps. Maybe you should consider trying these and seeing how they work for your body. It's definitely something that has worked for mine. So I wanted to put that out there. For 40% off of your first month subscription. Damn, that's good. I need to reapply with our code. Hold on.
Get you some now.
Damn. Visit mylola.com and enter friendzone when you subscribe. That's mylola.com. Code friendzone.
Well, I've been listening to Care Package. I feel like Drake,
same.
He amassed all the Drake songs
yes.
that I love with all my heart. And so to have them all in that one collection, I think was an amazing idea. And these are literal fan favorites that people
did
have
you know
listened
all
to
of
for
them?
Years. Most of them, yeah.
There were a couple that was my first time hearing.
Really?
I was like, where was I?
When I think dropped? I pretty much knew all of them songs.
Yeah, it was a...
Don't fuck with me.
A bunch of memory
me,
lane
don't
songs.
Don't fuck with me.
Okay, so the song, by the way, that I was talking about, it was called Leave Him Alone, featuring Lil Baby, City Girls, and PNB Rock.
But oh, yeah, the new song.
Yeah.
They just did a video for that shit.
Yeah, so watch the video for that. That's what I was trying to tell you. Plus, it had me laughing in the video when the guys were trying not to do her part, but they was doing it. When it was doing Carisha part.
So, Carisha. Yeah.
The city girl.
You know what? Shout out to... So, I tweeted about this earlier, but shout out to two songs that have gone from joke to jam very fast. Speaking of Carisha, Saucy Santana's Walk 'Em Like a Dog, okay? Mm-hmm. That song that started off as a joke and him rapping it on, you know, on Instagram Live. He goes around performing that song now, and it's, like, really on SoundCloud.
It's good?
Yes. You, have you heard Walk 'Em Like a Dog?
No. I haven't heard it either.
Okay, well, I'm not going to search it for it, but just listen to it, and I'll play it for
is
you guys
Is it on
after.
Spotify?
It's on SoundCloud.
Oh, SoundCloud.
Yeah.
I was about to pull it up.
But shout out to that. And then the other song is Drop It Low for Jesus. Have you guys seen that?
No. I saw L. Davis.
Yeah, shout out to the truck. You saw him performing it.
In his living room. Drop his drops. That was funny. Jesus.
You haven't heard that?
No.
It's been everywhere.
Sounds like Sunday.
So is that a joke? That
it
song?
Was. It was a parody, but it's actually available on Apple Music.
This is how Old Town Road got on. So I'm curious to see if it's gonna be the new trend.
It's a parody, but and there were video clips from, there was an Everyday People party in LA this weekend, and there were clips from them playing the song Everyday People. You should have seen how everybody was just like,
wow.
Shout out to Drop It Low for Jesus. I cannot wait to show it to you, Asante.
Undefeated.
You see, your girls are back. How do you say it? Haim.
They got a new project?
It says Summer Girl.
I didn't even know.
Oh, it's just one song.
Oh, well, I'll be getting it.
It just dropped.
Summer Girl. That's their version of Hot Girl Summer.
I meant you took yourself out. Oh, and Toby Lou,
I love Toby Lou.
Has a new song too.
You got it's a whole project. That's right. And I laughed actually because it's Toby Lou on ice. And I
know.
I thought about how you put everything on ice.
How I put everything on ice. See?
Saweetie got a song. Well, Daddy got me dripped in ice. It's on that EP. I'm telling you, she got a song for every occasion.
Shout out to Toby Lou. Toby Lou, so the project he just put out is called Live on Ice, but he has a lot of good music that I still fuck with. He dropped a project before this called Toby Lou and the Juice. And
nice.
I can't pick a favorite song. I was just going to try to. But the first song on it is called Lavender Town, which is like a shout out to Pokemon. Because in the original Pokemon, one of the first towns was Lavender Town. So that
cute.
You start off in Pallet Town. I think Lavender Town's like the second or third town over. Anyway.
I would so name my EP that.
Oh my God, that would be perfect for
right?
you.
Right? Lavender Town?
Lavender Town or Fuchsia City. That was another one in the game.
Cute.
But yes.
YBN Cordae dropped The Lost Boy, and yes. I really like it. I'm just really
excited. I know
you've
been loving
him. Yeah.
Dope.
He's
music.
Really cute. And when I say cute, obviously I'm talking about like musically, he's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
I love his lyrical content, the storytelling. I feel like that's something that's kind of been missing from the scene.
Yeah.
People just be making words rhyme, but he's actually like telling stories. And he had what's the record? It's always with Anderson .Paak. He's just like the best feature ever.
Did you see them perform that live?
No, where?
You know, I always get my late night hosts mixed up, either Fallon or Kimmel.
I haven't. But he has that. He actually has a song too, Aaron Ray, who we've been a fan of forever, called Family Matters. I was just happy to hear Aaron Ray too, because I feel like he doesn't get enough shine.
Mm-hmm. It's called Family Matters.
Yeah, it's so good. And then Burna Boy, who I've loved for a long time. He's like all over my drummer playlist, my Afrobeat playlist. But he's so smart. The fact that he had this project locked and loaded and dropped it as soon as The Gift, the Lion King album, dropped.
Yeah,
so that's what you're supposed to do.
Gonna get my piece too.
But a lot of times people don't
strike while the iron is hot.
A line like that. Yeah. So I'm like so happy for him because everybody's checking for him. I see people tweeting like, "Oh, this Burna Boy dude is super dope. Like, this is different. They love the Jara."
Yes, that's
Jara,
the shit.
Jara. Yes. I don't know how to say it, but that's a lot of people's favorite track. So good. Such a party record. And then
so good.
When you switch over to his project, it's really good. Burner Boy. Really good. It's like hit after hit after hit after hit. So he's definitely about to be like out of here. Yeah. So that made me happy. That's all I've been listening to, the Burner Boy project. It's called African Giant. The YBN Cordae project is called The Lost Boy. Who else? Oh, we mentioned already the Rick Ross and Drake Gold Roses song, which I liked.
Love it.
Love it.
That's it for me. Oh, Mason Ramsey has a new song called Twang.
Really? How cute.
Go ahead and give us a little snippet of that twang.
Let's hear it. Look at the cover, though. Oh, it won't let me maximize it. The cover is cute. Look how he's standing.
Oh, Mason Ramsey is a star.
Yes.
Let's hear how it sounds.
It's a whole project?
Oh, wait. It's a whole it's an EP, actually.
Work, Mason Ramsey.
Let's hear twang. Oh, wow. Well, let me play it. Oh.
The twang was definitely there.
Hey, Anna.
Okay. My phone just cut it off.
It's short all like right, him. Well,
hey,
good job.
Anna.
Good job, twang.
Good job, twang.
Who else are you listening to?
So I'm going to continue to pretend like I'm from the West Coast. I love I Am Sue. I don't know. I just can't stop listening. He just dropped a project called It's Always Pure Love. It's the deluxe edition. 12 tracks.
I Am Sue been working for years.
Oh, my God. And I always randomly, like, let me just see what I Am Sue put out. And I always find at least 3 or 4 songs I really like. I'm like, I'm just going to keep pretending I'm from the West Coast. Like, that's just where I'm at. So, yeah, I Am Sue's project, It's Always Pure Love. Again, Diamond and Princess put out the Vagina Power EP. 5 songs. I'm going to play you a snippet of one of the songs just so you can kind of like...
read it.
Yeah, yeah. This is the one with
you want us to read it.
Well, yeah, if that's what you feel like doing. This is the one on Apple Music that has the star next to it. So I guess it's the one that's like the more popular of the bunch. So I'm gonna press that one. Again, this song is called Want Smoke.
Yeah. In the club, bitches standing on the couch. Bastards trying to tell my crew to sit down.
So, like,
yes.
Damn.
If it's for me, it's biased, and I'd be like, damn, that is, you know, a hard-ass track. But, you know, really getting into the ladies and their bars, they still know how to strategically place and maintain their charisma on a track. A lot of people, I feel like sometimes they'll rap, and you don't really know. You like, oh, they must have writers on this. You can tell they write all that shit.
You sure can.
And I also feel like, with that said... With all this room for improvement here, I love the fact that there's still a unique place for them. So
always gonna be a place for them, and people can call them one hit wonders all they want. You know what I'm saying? But Nuck If You
people
Buck,
call them now.
Yeah,
damn.
Nuck If You Buck was the shit. Nuck and it's If a stamp You Buck, in, rock in your rap hips. History. And Stilettos is also deeply ingrained in rap history.
I was about to say, I know a lot, but they might be album right, cuts or whatever. Yeah. So I was like trying to think of what were the popular ones, but. I love them both. I love Diamond and Princess.
I mean, that track was tight.
And all I know is during the Breakfast Club interview, it was really funny because Princess was like, Charlotte, you should have like, almost suggesting he do something that people were trying to, or that Jermaine Dupri thought he was going to do. But she was like, you should have like some sort of writers lock in every month, you know, have like a beat and people come and they try to write and see who's got the best song, like, you know, once a month, just to see who comes up with the best work.
What'd he say? Yeah, ho.
Pretty much. But I was like, that would be a good-ass little project for somebody. I don't know if Charlamagne needs to do it, but for somebody that's, like, dedicated to, like, the empowerment, the responsible fullness of the categories
genius
being filled.
Genius should do that.
Yeah, somebody you really trust. Genius. Yeah. Genius.
One last person I had mentioned on my IG stories a couple weeks ago, and he's catching steam. Like, it's kind of crazy because when I was on his Spotify, he only had like 42,000 monthly listeners, and I just pulled it up and it says 601,000.
Yes.
So that's pretty intense for a couple of weeks, but it's Pop Smoke. Have you heard of him?
Pop Smoke.
Yeah, he is from Brooklyn. And he has a really unique voice. Like, I think that's what caught my attention. My friend Mikey put me on. Shout out to Mikey there, his people.
Me said Mike.
And he was like, "You, I think you like
it." Sorry. You know what that's from, too. That's from. This is my ghetto story. My survival story.
I can't say
it. Sorry, go ahead.
Mikey,
me say Mikey.
On.
Sorry, go ahead.
And I was like, okay, this dude sounds so different. So I'm going to just play a little bit. And he, apparently, Nicki Minaj
welcome
is going
to
jump on the song, which is like wild.
Is it this welcome,
oh, welcome to the party?
To
the
party?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's jumped on it. I'm, yeah. I'm
yes.
friend.
I do know who this is. Bitch, I'm a thug. Give me lit. Gun on my. Gun on my. One and a half. One and a half. Send in a clip. Send in a clip. Baby. 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 Baby don't trip. Baby don't trip. Just lower your tone. Lower your tone. Don't let that enemy in my system. I get your body. Next day I forget it. Next day I forget it. Nigga, try just call the body. And this one again. So that track is crazy. First of all, that beat. Oof.
Hell yeah.
So Pop Smoke is going to be huge.
For yes. sure.
Like,
and that song
huge.
Is huge now.
Yeah. Yes. And it's been a long time since a friend put me onto something. And then I'm like, okay, like, you know, immediately
wave.
And then now it's just boom, the wave.
The wave.
Yeah, so I love Pop Smoke. I think he's interesting. He's
yes.
different.
That's just the different. Way. Ways don't die. Now, don't get me started because I love that song. Oh, that's the last good Kanye album.
Oh.
Damn.
It is.
Anyway.
So, yes, quick shout out. I'm not going to play the song, but I talked about Flo Milli a long time ago. She randomly dropped a video maybe a couple weeks ago. So, please go check her out. Give her some spins.
She got a whole new progressive video out.
Now that he's slapping
that
his own knee. Look, now that he's slapping his own knee.
Woo!
So, yes, her name is Flo Milli. That's F-L-O space M-I-L-L-I. Again, the song is called Beef, and it's the Flo mix. It's a remix to one of these Playboi Carti songs, but she just keep rapping and rapping and rapping.
Where's
and
he at?
I love the fucking song, and I lied. I'm going to play it. I played the song a million times. People, they like, oh, you put me on. But I love this song, and people are so annoyed because when I play video games and this song comes on, it's like when I come back, when I'm like, all right, I've been losing or I've been playing around. But this song comes on, and I turn all the way up. Like, I win, and I talk shit. The whole nine, the whole nine. So, yeah, this is Beef, Flo Mix, for the million time.
I like this. I know this song and I love it, actually.
No Milli shit, bitch.
What you like, friend?
I like cash in my hair to my ass. Do the dash, can you make it go fast? Fuck the fame, all I want is them bands. If she keep on mugging, I'ma steal her man. He watching my behavior because he know I'm bad. Pussy put a spell on him, he in a trance. I do what I please and you do what I ask. He love my confidence and that's what you lack. If you think I'm feeling swag, bitch, come and sue me. They watch me like I'm a new movie. His baby mother is my groupie. We got the club going up on a Tuesday. Like a OMG girl, I'm a beauty. If it don't go my way, I get moody. Nigga flexing on you is my duty. I'm the big dog,
ooh.
My nickname is Scooby.
Oh,
I love that song. I love that
I love
song.
I love it too.
I have loved that song. So if you look the song up, there's a new picture. It's like an animation of her. And she's like on top of a car or something like that. I can't really tell. It's too small. But the old animation was a black Sailor Moon. So,
oh, dope.
You know, that was endeared to me in my heart when I first saw this, heard this song. So, yes, please go listen to the song. Check out the video. Beautiful brown girl and some red weave. I'm fucking with it and I'm fucking with her. And I'm fucking to see what she puts out in the future.
The song's tight.
Had to play that. One last thing. I'm going to play a light-skinned Keisha song. Just because I'm a hood rat. So I have to tell everybody why I'm a hood rat and play the hood rat songs. Light-skinned Keisha, again, she put out this project. It's called Act Up Season. The song I'm going to play is called Side Ponytail. I'm really playing this song very much for like the last song for the production of it. But I love the way she rides the beat. Like when the beat starts to switch up and she's rapping over it. That's what I fuck with. Fuck her tone, her name, all the other shit that people may or may not like about her. So this song is called Side Ponytail.
He ain't breaking bread, leave his ass on red. Okay, period. The fuck? This make you wanna dance.
Side ponytail with the lip gloss. Side ponytail with the lip gloss. Side ponytail with the lip gloss.
only fuck with niggas with their chips up. Ooh. All my bitches look like they got nip tuck. Ooh. Take them to the club and fuck the VIP up. Ooh. All my bitches look like they the shit, huh? Ooh. Pussy poking, make you wonder what it hit for. Ooh. Big booty bitch, get busy. Big booty bitch, get busy. Ooh. Big booty bitch, get busy. Fuck it up like you on stage in Magic City. Hey,
look. So, yeah.
I like it.
Light skin Keisha, get busy. Light skin Keisha, I'm listening to all that hood rat shit. A lot of old shit too. It was crazy that Drake dropped his project full of old songs because I've been randomly listening to Replacement Girl with him and Trey Songz, which is a song that I've always fucking loved. And then I've also been listening to Beyonce and Drake's Mine because the video cuts out the little breakdown part that I love so much. So I've been listening to the song.
I love that. Both of those songs.
Love it. Love everything Drizzy does.
You ever seen a young and so fly?
You gotta sing, Dustin.
Tremaine.
Okay.
I used to love that era of Tremaine. The super random side note with him and Twista.
So if it's you, baby, let yourself be seen. That was that shit. Anyway, took me back because I was really getting to know myself at
that
time.
Let me show you what it is. I was birthed up top and raised at the bottom of the mat from the girls all thick and the hottest nigga.
Like I was like, okay, Drizzy, Aubrey, Aubrey, what are we doing? Aubrey. You know, that's when he was still his transitional. We didn't know if we wanted to believe him or not. But yeah.
Did you have anything?
Go ahead.
I just have one quick one.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime. You know, it really evokes my mood. It's a song called JPE Live by the Jam Pony Express. It's an old song. But listen, it's like legendary in Detroit Express. And everywhere.
Check one, check it two. Red and black. Live on WAG. Yeah, buddy. Get to it. Let's just do it. Jam a bass side, boys. Go push this thing up. Oh, yeah. Big Ace in the cut. Got Hot Rod to the...
So just, you know,
I love it.
So you have a quick.
I love
know.
It.
Yeah. Asante was sold immediately.
That's some cleaning music right there. You some jamming. You jam at the club in your house.
You know, back in the day, everybody used to think it was called Live on Wax because they'd be like, red and black, live on wax. But it's called JPE Express.
I like how he didn't let the beat rock.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep cutting in and out. That's the breaks. So you can really.
There's something to that. Look, there's a market for that.
Yeah. Check on, check it too. Anyway, so.
Well, this was an amazingly random episode.
So random.
There was really was.
No,
oh my
segments.
God.
We just
A-R-E,
talked.
A-R-E, amazingly random episode.
R.
I'm so sorry. I don't know why I've been doing that a lot lately. Ooh, don't you do this. Don't you do this, Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking country
all
grammar.
I know.
But we still have This Is a Story.
Well, we sure do. And right. before we take it there, all the way there, there's one more thing that I need to touch on, TV related, and then we'll transition into This Is a Story. Ooh. The one thing I need to touch on, and I mean, I'm really going to lay my hands on it.
Oh, no.
Because I've been being good and being nice and all that shit, but it's time out. On The Real Housewives of Potomac, one of the OGs, Ashley Darby, has been embroiled in like this scandal all season because her husband, Michael Darby, who is this really old man. Me and Fury were on vacation in Mexico last week and there was a statue, like a statue. It was a statue like of this old ass man. And I was like, yo, there go Michael Darby. And we fell out laughing. Because, you know, statues be like, you know. So anyway, her husband basically, long story short, he has a history of doing gay shit. And he grabbed a cameraman's ass and the cameraman like pressed charges. It was like a big scandal in the news about it. And so the this season naturally is chronicling the breakdown of that. The things that we didn't get to see, we're finally getting to see as the episodes air. It's one thing to defend your loved ones. And I'm the type of person who will do that to the bitter end for people that I care about, no matter what the fuck they did, you know? But this is so blatantly, it's just really offensive. And if you know anything about the history of Ashley Darby on The Real Housewives of Potomac, you know that she has held no qualms and she's never given a fuck about respecting anybody's personal life. Their own scandals and shit is what she like raced to the forefront with every single season. Mm-hmm. And we've ignored the fact that her husband is like 40 years older than her, no cap. We've ignored the fact that they hate each other's guts. We've ignored the fact that him and her mother, her husband and her mother have had knockdown, drag out verbal fights on the show. He's totally disrespected her mama. Told Ashley she had to cut her mama off. Now her mama got on my nerves. I would have cut her mama off too, but you ain't gonna tell me to cut my mama off.
Right.
And then they took and flipped. I guess what made me so angry was the fact that they flipped this whole. Now, you didn't goose the cameraman. Bravo aired this footage that we never saw and had played this audio that we've never
that
heard.
That episode, the editing was riveting.
They literally show him do it. And she had been speaking with such conviction in her interviews and in her when she was in scenes with the other ladies on the show about how it was not the truth and it was totally misunderstood and the truth is going to come out. And yeah, the charges were dismissed, but the truth did come out that your husband literally did it. He grabs the cameraman's ass and you hear the cameraman say, "Hey, don't do that. Do not do that." He's like, "I'm sorry. I won't grab your buddy again. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry.
Like, you hear him and see him, like, walk by the cameraman, and you can tell he did something to the man because he's like, and giggled. And then the dude is like, don't do that, man.
Don't ever do that. Don't do that.
He's like, "I'm sorry." He's like, "Don't do that.
I won't grab your butt. I'm not playing.
Don't do that."
And he has a history of saying he wants to suck dick and all these things they then deny on the show,
there's
right?
There's him on camera grabbing, Katie's ex-boyfriend's butt and mm-hmm. Ashley standing right there mm-hmm. when that happened too. So
my thing is this: if you like what you like, that's cool, but what y'all not finna do is flip and act like everybody else on the show is wrong and don't support. How the fuck we supposed to support your husband grabbing his ass? What you want us to do to you? Why should we have to make your ass feel better?
Okay, I hate to be
check
horrible,
your husband,
but her daddy, you know, her trying to like see her daddy, it made me mm-hmm. wonder. I was like, does your daddy not want to see you because he gay too and he don't want to tell you?
Or, does your daddy not want to see you because he watched the show?
Ooh.
How about that?
Him and Michael had tonight already.
Or he's sick of your ass. That's the thing. Like, Ashley has been so insufferable from season one. Mm-hmm. Unlikable every season because of her actions toward other people. And so now you want us to feel sorry for you? I don't. Everybody knows everything they said was true about your husband. I think it's funny. I'm laughing. I think you deserve all of this. Like Karen Huger told her, "Karma." You know, she yelled "Karma" when she told her, "Karma is a bitch, honey."
Which is why
that bond so clanky clank.
You
might want to help your husband.
Which is why it's so perplexing that Monique is taking the stance she's taking with Ashley.
I'm not surprised at all because Monique has always been about going against the grain. She's been that way since we were introduced to her. Monique is funny in some of her interviews, and she has the most adorable children I've ever seen.
Yeah.
We still trying to figure out, they've had really cute kids. I guess the math was right, you know, negative positive. Anyway, no. So like, but the kids, like when I say them kids are beautiful, Monique she gets on my nerves and she always has. She's been funny this season because she's pregnant and so she's been really authentic.
Yeah.
But she's still doing the same shit she's always been doing. So her, Ashley Darby, both of y'all can go. I'm tired of y'all and Ashley Darby, especially because of the audacity of her to act as if she's not being supported. What you want us to support?
She want us to ignore it like she do.
Right.
Like the camera showed her right there when he came
after
up.
She's been like lying in her confessions. Like, it was a small doorway and he's a big cameraman. He scooted by him. There was no grab. You literally hear him do it, laugh, hear the cameraman respond.
Damn.
It's really a slap in the face, but I just wanted to get her. But like, you know what? We don't even have to get her back. God's already done it because you saw that last confessional look. That being said, let's move on. This is a story. Episode 25, which I would like to announce is the final episode of this incarnation of This Is a Story.
Ooh, season finale. Yep.
Season finale.
We'll be closing out, wrapping up this story with these beloved characters and moving on to a whole new group of people next week that are going to make you so excited. And I can't wait to dive into a new story. So with that being said, let's wrap this up. Episode 25 of This Is a Story, told through the voice of Mia 2 years later from last week's episode.
Wow.
Last week, we ended up with them in the hospital room. Mia was definitely still pregnant. They didn't know whose baby it was. She had to threaten her husband, Ron, with telling on him for the illegal business activities he had been doing because he tried to throw her out because of the question of paternity. It was a lot of moving parts. Let's wrap them all up and make them be still. Episode 25, the finale. 2 years later, instead of four of us sitting in a hospital room, There were four of us, but we were sitting in my kitchen having dinner as a family. A new family. My new family. Myself, my mother, and my two beautiful daughters. Three generations of survivors. I don't even know where to begin, but I can tell you where it has ended. First things first, Sade, my oldest child and forever baby, is doing just fine. She's thriving, well-adjusted, and extremely inquisitive. Every day for her is about discovery. She has a natural determination to master whatever she chooses, and I encourage it by letting her try anything appropriate that she desires. I know this will benefit her as she grows, and my heart's wish for her is that she lives a truly fulfilled life. In my lap, bouncing on my left knee, is my precious baby girl, Kevin. I named her after my father, since she was born on his actual birthday. Cute name for a girl, I know, and even cuter baby, with big, beautiful eyes just like her big sister, Sade. This child came into this world against all odds, and her little spirit has reflected that since the moment she exited my womb. Feisty, stubborn, but so sweet, my baby girl, Kevin, has truly changed my life. Across the dinner table is the fourth member of our family, my mother. Mom is back in the city. Can you believe it? The same city that sent her packing with her head down now had no choice but to accept her back with her head held high. Mom was so much more pleasant, so much more at peace these days. Moving back home had forced her to confront some very real truths about herself, our family, and our history. Mom has been vindicated and freed of all the guilt and shame that they thought was going to burden her and keep her away. She's now a full-time grandmother and getting to know our city all over again as the new woman that she is today. It's really beautiful to see. Me and Mama, we work together as a team to fortify and nurture my babies. We've poured as much love and positive reinforcement back into these little girls as we could, especially since everything happened. When Ron got sentenced and ended up going away, and well, with Tony bolting out of town to L.A. where Katie was living now, once the paternity test didn't, well, it was just all too much. And all I could do was focus on my health, my family, and my new life. The past was no longer a concern of mine, and I had to make the future the brightest it could be for us all. And I would, which is what I was thinking about right now as I looked out into the backyard and stared at the spot in the lawn where the $1 million that Ron left behind was buried.
Mm. Okay.
So that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Yay.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Relieved. And excited about the next time. So next week we'll start. This is the next story.
Nice.
Word.
As always, thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
HBO's newest comedy is a black lady sketch show starring Robin Thede, Quinta Brunson, Ashley Nicole Black, and Gabrielle Dennis, and guest starring Issa Rae, Angela Bassett, Laverne Cox, and more. A black lady sketch show is a first of its kind comedy that explores culturally relevant themes, including social norms, anxiety, religion, sex, dating, and relationships in a limitless magic reality. A black lady sketch show airs Friday nights at 11 p.m. or stream it now only on HBO.